Blog Talk Radio.
In 1492, you came up.
Just disrespectful, David.
Look, I was just talking to her. You know I love you.
It's about what you do, not what you say.
All right, hold up. I have something for you.
Maybe to share. Good morning, High Frequency Radio. Blessings. This is your host, Brother Sharif. Today is April the 8th, 2014. We are live. This is not Memorex. I'm excited today. Today is going to be an eventful historical day here on High Frequency Radio Network. I know y'all are tuning in for the big announcement. It's coming. Call-in number for the network, 424-222-5250, 424-222-5250. Press star 1 if you have a question, comment, or concern, or you just want to make a deposit into the energy of this network. The next thing I'm going to say, you're going to need to write down and probably take immediate action. You need to get on this email contact list. It is debtshow@yahoo.com. I'll be announcing another email for those of you that are going to be participating in the event. Debtshow, DebtShow at yahoo.com. You want to be on that email list. Waiting for my ministry team to get here. Got a couple announcements to make before we get too deep. We're going to go into our usual prayer. The mother's in the house. She'll be joining us today, giving us her words of wisdom, directional information, keeping the frequency where it should be on this show, and keeping the children intact. So she'll be joining us here shortly. There'll be a lot of people joining us today. A lot of invites out there. A lot of I'm going to show up today was delivered this morning. For those of you that are logging in on the internet, I'm sure you will see that the name of the show has changed, which is part of the announcement. I want to thank all of you for being here today. I'm glad and grateful that the Creator allowed you to join us once again, to congregate. Got a lot of people joining us today. Ministry is growing. We got some announcements to make. We're going to have some news going on today. We're going to be talking about some events that are coming very, very soon, probably to a town near you. Y'all are not going to believe how when the Creator is on your side, things move and move quickly and swiftly. And I'm going to demonstrate how that happens. I'll be back in about 15 seconds. We're going to start off with our prayer. Everybody get your pen and paper out. We're going to go right into it. Peace. We're back. This is your host, Brother Sharif. Again, the call-in number is 424-222-5250. Press star 1 if you have a question. As y'all know on my show, rather on this ministry, I have no respect of person, meaning we honor and respect all walks of life, all races, all creed, all belief systems, all ideologies, all modes of worship. And we are not a religious network as a whole. And I am not a religious person as an individual and as a show. So we have a prayer that we kind of elevate to the heavens, to the Creator, to ask that he bless everybody on the call, including this ministry and myself. Whatever mode of prayer you employ, whatever position, whatever mindset, whatever ritual you may utilize, we just ask that you join in. If you have a different language you pray in, we just ask that you enjoy the words, add to them. Because what we teach here at House of Restoration is unity, common unity, togetherness. We're all God's people. One is not higher than the other. One is not lower than the other. We are all equal. We all have the same but different problems. We all deal with the same but different issues. We have our own but separate belief systems. When you come to this show and this ministry, we congregate as a collective body here to address the issues of economics, civics, spirituality, health. And I don't think there's anybody that walks upon this planet that avails themselves of those elements of life. So let us pray. Father, we pray that you elevate, amplify, increase the vibrations, the energies, and frequencies along with the spirit of everyone on this call. We ask that you bless this House of Restoration ministry. We hope that this ministry will contribute to the uplifting of humanity, community, family, and economic wealth, spiritual health, body, soul, mind, and spirit. We urge that your people put their trust in you, the Creator, and in the benevolence of the universe. We thank you for meeting all of our needs. We thank you for the angels that are assisting, guiding, and supporting us. by manifesting our goals, desires, and wishes. We thank you for the elders, the mothers, the matriarchs, the fathers that have come to this ministry to guide us, to deliver knowledge, wisdom, spirit, temperature. We ask that you bless this ministry, the formation of this ministry, the will and intent of this ministry. And we ask that you surround us with nothing but power, positive energy. Continue to bless us. Amen. All right. Peace to my chat. Peace to the queens on the call. Sister L is here. She decided to call in and join the ministry today. I believe the elder, the father is in the house, I believe. Might be his number. We're going to hear from him. Let me bring in the mother. And see, can't start off the show without hearing from the matriarch, the mother.
Shalom, 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 Seed Sharif and all Yah's House of Restoration, one body.
Huh.
Yes, yes. This is a beautiful light that we're in, because the Creator is continually shining His light on us to give us an increase in all parts of our life, spiritually, health-wise, economically, in every area of our life. That's what the Creator does. He doesn't leave anything out, Seed Sharif. He doesn't leave anything out. He's always watering us. The seed go forth, the water go forth, and the Creator gives the increase. So if the seed is being planted and it's being watered with truth about every area of our life, spiritually, physically, and economically, then we can't go wrong. That's all we need. We need everything complete. And that's what the Creator does. He gives us the truth by planting the seed. It gets watered. He gives the increase. And we benefit from all. And then we don't worry about anything that's negative that can come against us. But because when you're being planted by the Creator with the seed that He provides, then nothing can go wrong. And we have to know this. This is the path that we have to walk on. Even though obstacles or different issues come in our way, we have to realize that there's a scripture that no evil will befall you and no plague will come will not come near your dwelling. Yes, and see, when we know truth, that's what we walk on. That's what we say. We say truth, and truth truth be in the light, and darkness cannot touch it when it's the truth. But if we mix it with things that's not true, then we're not on a solid ground. But when we see the truth, based on the seed being planted, then we can't be moved. We can't be moved. And see, that's what we have missed in this world. We have missed that because we got so caught up on things that appear to be beneficial, and they never last. What we're doing now, what we're receiving now, will last because it'd be eternal. Has no beginning, has no end. So you can't destroy it. And that's where we are now. That's the growth that we're in now. And it's not a religious thing. It's from the Creator, Yah. And it can't change. It doesn't change. We might change. We might move out from it. But it doesn't change. When you come back to it, it's still there. It still provides. It still maintains. It still benefits you. It still increases you. And you get the growth that you need. That way, we could be one restoration body. We could be one man, woman, one thinking the same way, because the thoughts that we think will come from the Creator. So we, like, see, Sharif said, there is no big I, there's no little me. We all be one. We all be complete. We all work together to complete what has been already laid down as the truth, as the foundation. And it goes down deep, so it won't be shaken, and then it comes up. And that's what we're about. That's what we're about on this debt show at yahoo.com. The house of restoration, and we all need to be restored. And we're receiving it as one body.
Indeed.
Yes.
The mother, the matriarch.
Yes.
Yama.
Yes.
This is
Toda,
the Yama.
Yeah.
Wow, the energy of this mother, of my mother, is just amazing. The mother keeps me flying straight. You hear me? She keeps the autopilot engaged. And she is able to, and I know every time you're on, mother, the chat just goes crazy. They love you. The energy, they can tell when you speak from high. They know that you fly at high altitude spiritually. They love you. It's silence. You know,
it's for all of us to fly high, never touching the ground. On the ground, but never really being on the ground, but flying high, looking from above, seeing all. And that way we don't get off the path, because we know what's to the right. To the right, it'd be hot, hot fire, and to the left be deep, deep water. We stay on the path, we see from above, and we stay in the truth. We don't get drowned, and we don't get burnt. We just get enlightened all the time.
You know, Mother, we had a few conversations this week, and I often run a lot of things by you. And, you know, it's a lot of work putting in to a ministry or a show. First of all, peace to all the co-hosts on the show. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy. It takes away from even the daily functions that I'm accustomed to. So, you know, I call a mother. I bounce a lot of things by her every time I start a show, before usually, and after a show. I call to get her blessings or her chastisement on how the show went. And I haven't gotten any chastisement yet, by the way. So the mother always, you know, I shoot things by her, and she says, she has this saying. She says, Sheree, she said, the Creator is all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. And I said, Mother, I want to do this. I want to do that. I don't know when I should do it. I don't know how I should. I don't know if I should. And she stops me all the time, and she says, see, Sharif, son, she said, the Creator is all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. And she says, today be tomorrow, tomorrow be today, it be now. When she first said that to me, I said, hi, Mom, you need to bring your plane down about 10,000 feet, because you just lost me with that. And she says, no. She says, you're going to have to bring your plane up to 30,000 feet, because that's where you're able to see everything. You have to fly above the doubt, the procrastination, the hesitancy. She said, the Creator is with you. And as high as you are able to get, you will have clarity on what your purpose is and what you should do. So I said, all right, Mother. So I got off the phone with her. I went into the closet. I had a conversation with the Creator. And when I came out, everything, when I say literally, just fell into place. Phone calls, emails. The Creator just brought everything full circle. And, Mother, I want to get your take on why the Creator brought to me House of Restoration, and then I'll tell you how it came about. And what I'm noticing in this universe today is we've deteriorated on many levels. Economically, our economic instability, in my opinion, has taken down our spiritual stability, our health stability, our mental stability, our emotional stability. And you know, and I think it all derives from the burden of debt. And I want you, if I may, take residency up in your mind and tell me what you think of when you think restoration.
Yes. Restoration. The house of restoration, the dwelling place of restoration. That's where we dwell in. See, when restoration is that you rest. Everything is already figured out for you. You don't have to figure it out. All you have to do is hear and see what the Creator wants you to do. There is no work. There's no toil. It's a rest. And what's happening is that the plans are already laid out. They've been laid out from the beginning, and you're walking into it. And you know, so you know the end from the beginning. And when you know the end from the beginning, then there's no work. There's no obstacles. There's no pitfalls. The path is laid clear.
All right, Mother, you breaking up somewhat, so get closer to your base of your phone. I'm going to come back to you, Mother, try to adjust your phone. I'm going to go to the Father, the Elder. I believe he's here. The Elder, 856-7524. Welcome to the House of Restoration, Father, Ministry. How's everything going? How was your week?
Peace, Brother Cherie. Everything's going fine. Peace and blessings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Everything's great. I really like the name House of Restoration. I really like I like what it means. It means to me that we're going to restore ourselves to our proper place.
Yes.
I listened to your show on Friday.
Yes, sir.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And when you say House of Restoration, you had so many different people with different coming from different angles, giving people just freely giving what was given to them. It was beautiful.
Wow.
And Brother Youssef came on, and he came strong, and I loved it. I loved every minute of it. I loved it because, you know, like, you know, before you said people say that you're kind of hard. They may think Brother Youssef is kind of hard, but guess what? It's neat. It really is. You know, we take medicine that don't taste good, but it's good for us.
That's right.
You know, at one point my daughter was taking some college courses, and she had a brother that was a teacher, and she said, "Dad, he don't like me." "Why doesn't he like you?" "Well, he's so hard on me." And she said this, and I said, "Well, it sounds to me like he's trying to make you his pet. He sees something in you that you don't see in yourself." And later on, that's the way it turned out. It turned out just that way, because you're not, if you don't come with a passion, then you really don't care.
That's really right.
Don't care. But this is, you know, that you know, Friday is, it's like a dream come true. It's like bringing everything together, and that's what you have been doing. You've been bringing different parts together. You've been bringing, you know, what you're good at, you're great at. And you see the good and great things in other people, and you bring them in. You bring them in because it's not about building up Brother Cherie. It's about storing a nation. And it's beautiful.
Right.
I love it. I love it.
Man. Father, you laid it down because that's why I like the parents. You can't fool the parents, you know. They have that spiritual radar, internal radar, to where all they have to do is hear you, smell you. They don't even have to meet you. You know, back in the days, the parents would be like, let me talk to the boy on the phone. Let me talk to that girl on the phone. And they would get off the phone and be able to tell you, nah, that girl's not for you. Oh, no, that's a good girl. The Father just laid out exactly what my will and intent, my spirit is, and that's to bring up everybody around me. And I think the Creator has blessed me with the spirit of galvanization to be able to cultivate, galvanize people, bring people together. And that Friday show, I have to say, although it was passionate, it was I think it was one of the most powerful shows, because I've long wanted to put all of our energies and frequencies into one show to where everybody would have an opportunity to deliver their ideologies, their beliefs, their knowledge. And, you know, it couldn't get any better than that. The sisters were awesome. Although even the hosts on this network may have competing views, we didn't tear each other down. The gladiators were able to clash. We were able to wrestle a little bit. But at the end of the day, we departed on positive love, on respecting each other's position. And that's the beauty of family. That's the beauty of community. That's the beauty of restoration, because there's a lot of people out there that is unable to hold a panel of people who are, for all intents and purposes, apersonalities, okay? And apersonalities usually are not able to coexist or cohabitate in the same environment. But the Creator, through the art of thermostat, was able to control everybody, was able to keep everybody in the right spirit. We delivered some information. A lot of people was uplifted. I received, a bunch of emails about that particular show. And we touched on, it would have took each host probably 3 or 4 shows to accomplish what we accomplished in that one show. So, Father, I agree with you. It was a great show. And, again, I'm humbled. I don't exalt myself. You know, I remain where I am, and I see the Creator uses me when I don't take credit for anything, because the credit goes to Him first. I mean, I'm absolutely nothing without Him. I'm nothing without the ministry and people on this show, including you, the parents, the mother, the listeners, the other participants in the ministry. I mean, it's absolutely nothing without everyone. So I thank you for your exact view and your determination of how things were and how things are. And this is why I love to have you and the mother on the show. And I hope y'all continue to support the ministry. The name of the ministry came about by a recommendation of restoration. And I'll read to everybody the meaning of restore. Okay. And restore means to return all things to their previous pure state. And that meaning just resonated with me abundantly, because we need restoration. I mean, we are so depleted and deteriorated in so many aspects that, before we can do anything, we have to restore the four corners of a house. And that's why I named it the House of Restoration. You know, wealth, health, body, mind, and spirit. You know, if we don't have that fundamental foundation, we're not ready for anything else. We can talk about economics and wealth all we want, but if we're unhealthy, we'll never enjoy it. If we're spiritually not spiritually grounded, we'll never keep it. If we're not mentally stable, we'll take risk. Okay. And if our bodies is not in tip-top shape, we're not going to enjoy longevity. So, you know, the Creator just brought me that name, and it just, I was like, that's it. You know, that is definitely it. That's what we're about. And I'm going to make this announcement shortly. I'm going to try to, Father, bring back in the mother, see if she corrected her phone issue. Mother, are you there? Mother,
Shalom.
You have to...
Shalom. Yes.
Mother, I gotta replace you. You can't use those bag phones. Those bag phones don't work no more.
Okay. All right. Well, my phone's gonna be restored.
We have to replace that. We can't restore that. The back phones don't work, mother. How big is that phone? I know you can't even carry around that phone. You got that, mother. The back phone.
Yes.
Indeed. So the Father's line is open. I just want y'all to finish up. I'm going to go into these announcements. And, you know, nobody knows. Well, maybe a couple of people know, but the majority of people don't know what the announcement is. So I just want you to finish up with your dissertation and your monologue on, you know, if you have to piggyback on what the Father said, the Elder, he's on the line. His line is open. If you want to finish up, and then I'm going to, you know, the announcement.
Yes. I didn't really hear the Father speak. My phone didn't. But anyway, restoration, you just said it's going back to your original state. It's getting rid of all that baggage, all that waste, all that... I'm going to say this word, mucus in our system. All that mucus will weigh us down. We can't breathe properly. You don't hear. You're too concerned with your body, and you can't be concerned with your body. You have to go to the spiritual aspect so your body can be restored and cleaned up. And restoration is, Sharif, I've been saying that to people about, I don't know, a month or two. I've been saying restoration. Like when I see someone, I just give them that word. I don't say hello, how you doing. I say restoration, restoration, sister, restoration. I've been saying that word, and for you, for Yah to give you a house of restoration, that'd be Yah. You'll be on the right path because you're hearing and you're obeying. And it's a beautiful thing. It's pleasing to the Creator that we get restored. And then his truth can work in our lives, just like the information you give about a debt collector. That truth works. Same thing with all truth. All truth will work for you. It will clean you up. You will manifest into a whole different energy, different light, different spirit. And that's what restoration does for you. It cleans your ears out. It opens your eyes, and you hear from the Creator. The Creator is not just here just to say, like in most religions, oh, yeah, we have a God. No, it's not that. It's for him to work on our behalf. Because we can't go through this web. This the world system have weaved a web, and we have entertained it, thinking it will be beneficial, and we're finding out we're all tangled up in that web, and we have to be restored. This ministry, House of Restoration, it be real. Y'all's been waiting for us. The Creator's been waiting for us to tap into this. It's like people, you know, I got an inheritance. Well, the truth is our inheritance, and it'll bring us everything we need. It'll bring us all. It'll bring us all. That truth brings all. And it benefits you. You're never lacking. And that's what restoration is all about. That's what it's all about. You have to be willing to give up those. You have to be willing to give up so you can have more, so you can have that increase, so you can grow. Yes. And that's eternal.
Right.
It never fades away. What we have now is temporal. And it comes to an end. But in the Creator, there's no beginning and there's no end. And that's where restoration takes us.
Say that again, Mother.
In the Creator, there's no beginning and there's no end. And that's where restoration takes us. It never ends.
I'm going to end it right there. In the Creator, yes. There's no beginning and no end. Perfect. All right, Mother, Father, I appreciate you. We love you here at the House of Restoration Ministry. We love you here at the network. You are an intricate part of this particular ministry, and I bring you on for many reasons, as the listeners can hear why, but I bring you on for guidance and directional purposes to keep me on point. For me to know that there are the elders and the mothers, the matriarchs and the fathers on this call, and we have to make sure that our delivery is respectful, we have to make sure it's honorable, and we have to make sure we're giving what we said we were going to return to the universe. And that's why you are here. I'm always conscious that you are here. So I just thank God for you. I'm going to get to this announcement. We're going to take a 15-second break. I'm going to come back with the announcement. Be prepared. We're going to let you have it. Frequency Radio Network. Sister L, welcome to the House of Restoration Ministry. Your host, Brother Sharif. How is things going today? Had to put in the mothers and the elders first and then bring in the sons and the daughters. How's everything going with you?
All is well. I am so excited about the upcoming announcement. I'm so grateful that the House of Restoration is being formed, Brother Sharif. The Most High is definitely working through you. I'm so honored to be on the call with the Father and the Mother. The words already have been so inspiring. And it was very wise of you to set this up so that the Father and the Mother could be there to keep us in line, because those of us that are growing and elevating, we need to always seek the wisdom and counsel of the elders. So I feel that many people are going to be drawn to this ministry. Already the energy is so positive. So I'm just elated, and I'm so honored that you got me to be on this call, because I was doing other things, but this is really where I needed to be this morning. So I want to thank you.
You're welcome. Peace to my queen. Listen, you don't find many women that has the ability to fit right in with some gladiators, some warriors. So, I mean, when I met the queen's spirit and our spirits connect, it was just instant. And just to let y'all know, if you wasn't present or you didn't attend the Friday call, you had an opportunity to hear from both of the queens, Sister Unique, who is the body health ministry in herself, okay, and the Sister L, who has the spirit and temperament, and she's one of the thermostats, along with the mother and the elders of the network. Anywhere she goes, she brings temperature control. She's that thermostat, and she can dial it up. But the thing I love about her is that she keeps the temperature comfortable. You know, she fluctuates as needed. She's very knowledgeable on, I mean, she's not scared of any topic. If y'all didn't hear the Sister L was flowing with, you know, whatever we wanted to flow with. She had something to deposit about any topic of conversation, and I love that about the sister. So, you know, I thank the Creator for her. I'm hoping she will work with our ministry when she's able to. She is working with the network, but it's a family thing, and we're going to use everybody we can. So, let me let y'all know what's going on. Y'all see the formation right here on High Frequency Radio Network of the House of Restoration, and I explained to you what restore meant and what it meant to me. And this has been probably one of the tools of my vision is restoration. We deal with a lot of economics on this show. You know, we deal with debt, the debt industry. We call it the debt devil. We have other affectionate names of this crisis. But I decided to take this particular aspect of ministry on because, one, I believe I am one of the few that is able to deliver this message in readable and understandable form, okay, meaning that if need be, I can fly high in terms of intellect, but from the information I receive, the comments that I receive, I believe that the people love the way I am able to translate things. And I thank the Creator for that gift. I thank him for that tool. And I didn't think that tool was as needed until I was invited on High Frequency. I'm going to be honest with you. Since this show started in November, I mean, it has grown. It has grown exponentially. I mean, I couldn't imagine the type of growth, the type of support, and mainly the type of relief that the people has been exposed to. Y'all have listened to the show. Y'all have heard the testimonials. Y'all have heard, and y'all only heard a small portion of the amount of emails that I get of people having success, of people having their lives changed. Because with economic growth brings on a lot of comfort for those to be able to participate to their health, to participate to spirituality. You know, I had a minister that invited me to come to their church. And he said, the reason why your message is important, Brother Sharif, is that if my congregation is more economically comfortable and stable, that makes for a better congregation, okay? It makes it easier for me to deliver my message when they have that, when they have those debt collectors off of their back. That was very interesting, the comment that he made. So I struggled with how I was going to continue to do this. How can I bring this information to the masses in abundance? And how can I form a ministry or a group of talented people that would be able to fit my vision of how we can take this information to your area, to where you live, to where you work? So the struggle was not necessarily when I was going to do it, because as a mother say, today be tomorrow, tomorrow be today. It was whether I was structuring it the right way, is whether I had the right spirit, which I knew I did, And it was the people that I was going to employ in this ministry in the group, and that kind of handled itself, okay? I'm honored that I get so much support, not only on this show, but that the Creator has brought a hybrid of people to this network. This is not a so-called black network, okay? We are melanated or black, if you want to use that terminology, men that speaks to a variety of people, a variety of cultures, a variety of races. And I don't subscribe to any specific puritanical belief system. You know, belief is subjective. You know, we can believe what we want to believe, but I believe spirituality and economics are the most important elements, fundamental elements of life. So as I struggle with where we were going to take this first, not boot camp, okay, I know we started out with naming it a boot camp. No, it's a restoration camp. That is what it's called. It is the House of Restoration, Restoration Camp, okay? And I put out a mass email, and most of you should be on that list, and some of you are not on the list, but you need to get on it. And I was trying to decide which state and which area we were going to first. Now, I'm a native New Yorker, okay? New York is home. Harlem is home. I was working with the National Black Theater to bring the event. We had the opportunity to do so, but I put out the email because I struggled so much with where we were going to go first. Are we going to New York, the East Side, or are we going to the West Side? So I said, all right, I'm going to leave it up to the people and see where we're going first. So I put out a poll. And I'm telling y'all, it was tight. I mean, the amount of emails that I got, I think they almost shut me down because the people were gravitating from every, including the UK, okay? So the UK was interested in bringing this ministry and this type of information consisted with their laws, with their problems, with their debt issues over there. And we will make it there, trust me. But, you know, Florida was in the mix heavy. New York was in the mix real heavy. California was in the mix real heavy. Nevada was in the mix real heavy. Indiana was coming in strong. So, you know, once we tallied up everything for the first House of Restoration boot camp, which let me tell you, we're not just talking economics. We're uplifting and increasing spiritual awareness, spiritual foundation. We're including body and mind, health, okay? So it's going to be a conglomerate of all of these fundamental and most important ingredients to every person out there. And the Creator is just, he's amazing. He's awesome because, listen, let me tell y'all something. I know there's a lot of gurus out there, and y'all know that I talk about them all the time because they're feeding off of many of you. And one is because that debt issue is huge, okay? It's complex. If you don't know how to handle it, you will get information that will absolutely make your head explode. You will get pulled in many directions by many different sources. And the confusion and convolution that is out there absolutely angered me with how people are being drawn into these processes, these procedures, these systems that absolutely do not work. I've heard them all over the years. There is not one that you can mention to me that I don't know. And they change the names of these processes quite frequently, and I still know who they are and what they entail. So the Creator put it upon me in this ministry to take the truth to the people, buying through this show and buying through going live in person and bringing this information in its rarest form. This is the responsibility and obligation I believe that is upon me. That's why I founded this ministry. And this ministry is huge already. Okay? The creator just delivered the name. But the people that wants to participate in it are not just everyday people. They are name brand people. When I tell you the spirit is moving and Yah is moving definitively, it's an understatement. It's amazing that the people have been so yearning for someone that's going to put the truth out there with some direction, okay, with some success, okay, which is lacking out there. I don't have to tell y'all about the success. Y'all have been on my show. Y'all have listened to the people who come on here. Y'all have listened to a few emails. See, and the reason why this restoration camp is dubbed Restoring You is that we're bringing this restoration camp to restore these things back in you. So you don't fall victim to these gurus, these leaders, these people that are feeding off of your lack of knowledge, lack of education, lack of spiritual stability, lack of mental health, lack of health of the body, and lack of education on this debt issue. You are being misled. You are being disheveled. You are being disinformed. Intentionally, or just to benefit those that are pushing you paper, that are regurgitating and reinventing nothing, okay? Most of you have been victim to it. Some of you are in ministries that is victimizing you. Some of you are in groups that is victimizing you. You have no originators of information. You have none of these leaders that can point to anything that they do or anything that they've created. They've cut and pasted information from 10 sources, and they've given you things that you think sound good. Why? Because you don't know what they're talking about. So the Restoring You Restoration Camp is going to put and deposit this information into you. So you are no longer victimized, so you are no longer uninformed, you are no longer uneducated. When I put it into you, when this ministry puts it into you, then it can't be sold to you, or it can't be repackaged, or you don't fall victim to anything other than the truth. There are a lot of people out there that's tried to put together information and deliver it to you, but they haven't committed themselves to this lane. They're committed to multiple lanes, or they just try to touch on everything, which is okay, but I've committed to this lane, okay? And I brought on people in this ministry that's committed to the other lanes of health, of spiritual foundation, okay? And they're going to take care of their lanes, but we're all one highway, one ministry. And we're going to bring it to you contemporaneously, simultaneously, in one restoration camp. I'm not going to even announce right now who's coming, because the amount of communications I've received from people that you know that wants to participate, that wants to be in appearance, is just amazing. And I'm not going to throw the names out today. We're still working out some of those people to come and participate at the events. We're going to have some surprise visits. And it's just, I'm overwhelmed. It's just going to be amazing. I mean, that's the only way I can put it. The amount of requests for us to bring this message to about 10 states is an understatement. Colleges, people, students that go into debt at these colleges need to have this information, because that's where it divides. When you go to these colleges, they have tables there set up with these credit card banking institutes ready to give you $5,000, $10,000 and know you don't have a job and you're dependent on a stipend. So what we want to do is bring the education to have you more disciplined in how you handle credit and how you handle if, by chance, there is some default of credit, and know and understand who you are to communicate with, who you are to pay if you are to pay, when you are to pay, how you are to pay. This is information that we need from our younger generation that we're going to be bringing to these colleges. There is nothing wrong with commerce. This is nothing against commerce. This is teaching you how to have intercourse in commerce, how to be responsible, how to restore and replenish consumer purchasing power that we all need. This is not a show where we're telling you that get out of the system or get away from the system. No, we're bringing you into the system responsibly. We're teaching you how to interface with the system because it is here. And when you know the system, you're not afraid of the system. When you know how to be a responsible consumer and you have the knowledge of the law to back it up, then you're no longer afraid. So we don't teach you how to avail yourself of anything or how to avoid, you know, participating in a system that may uplift your family, that may bring stability to your family, to your community, to your religious society. Why would we? See, those that preach that don't have enough of the information, so they steer you away from certain systems because since they don't know it, they don't know how to figure it out. That's pretty much all the answer they can offer you. But what this ministry wants to teach you is that as long as you know the rules of the game of the system, you can participate responsibly. And if you do make a mistake, we're going to give you the knowledge on how to correct that mistake. Now, we're not about debt elimination. We're about debt responsibility, okay? And we're about eliminating, okay, eliminating this recidivist conduct of these debt collectors. We're about giving you proficiency, okay, and to avoid all of these pitfalls and protracted battles against forces that don't mean you any good. So the depravity of this information is just has forced, not forced me, but graciously put me in a position to where I want people to have the information. I feel for the people that's been taken by these vultures, these process pushers, these paperwork pushers. If you have the information in you, restoring you, then nobody can take the information and repackage it, resell it, reoffer it to you, add a topping to it, put a flower on it, and sell you the same thing you already get here on this ministry show from Brother Sharif. You're not victim anymore. You come together as a society, as a group, to share ideas, strategies, tactics, okay? We're not going to give you a part 1 through 10 series. We're going to bring you everything you need to be successful. And at the end of the restoration camp, you're going to be able to hit the ground running. You're going to have a restoration manual that will direct you on what to do dealing with your debt situation, be it foreclosure, be it debt collecting. We're going to give you everything you need. You need. We're going to put it into you, okay? And once it is in you, because all the gurus do is throw it at you. They talk at you. They talk around you. You ask them questions. They look above you, or then they, you know, they take off like Superman and go so high that you don't understand what they're saying, meaning that they don't have a question. They don't have an answer for your question. Okay, I see that a lot as well. So we're bringing it. It was down to where we were going, east side or the west side. And it was hard. I mean, it was tight. I mean, it really was tight. So I'm going to let you know where we're going. I don't have the drum roll, but our first event is coming up this month, the 26th, 27th of April. The 26th and 27th of April, our first restoration camp by the House of Restoration Ministry. Now, who does that ministry consist of? I can't even name everybody, but let me tell you some of the people you're used to. Priest Alicia is a part of that ministry, okay? Yours truly, Brother Sharif. I have some queens that's coming into this ministry. Brother Amon is there. Brother Maynard is here. You're going to hear from him. New York Power Group. All right? Brother Amon and his group is a part of that. This ministry is going to be a collective of different, many different other ministries that comes together finally and have information that has been vetted. The problem is in many societies, white, black, green, and purple, is that everybody is in research mode, and nobody is delivering any remedy. Nobody's delivering success. I'm not saying nobody. Very few are. And if the ones that are delivering, demonstrating success, you either can't find them, they hold it close to their heart, okay? They might sleep with it under their pillow. They might form underground secret societies, and everybody's selling it to you. Not in its entirety, but they're piecemealing you in portions, sort of like they do our country. So we're not piecemealing you. When you leave this restoration camp, you're going to have everything you need, okay? We're not coming back for part two. We're not giving you a slice of the pie, because the thing about these gurus and leaders is that in between them doing some research and acquiring pieces of their process, we have people losing their homes, losing their jobs, losing to debt collectors, being sued, being oppressed, being harassed, afraid of answering the phone, afraid of opening the mail, moving out of town, being embarrassed, committing suicide, yes, over debt. And many times it's just not the debt, it's the people that are oppressing you that you don't even know. You have no, absolutely no, and I'm going to say it again, no obligation to most of the people that sue you or dun you or communicate with you regarding debt. And this is what the people is lacking. Knowledge, education, tactic, strategy. So April 26th, April 27th, Saturday and Sunday, we are going to, I gotta say it, I'm hoping everybody come out and support us. I'm hoping that everyone has an opportunity to prepare, okay? I'm hoping that just as much as you support me on this network, you will support us at the boot camp. Now, before I announce when and where, I just want to say this. There is going to be multiple events. There's going to be multiple restoration camps. I mean, multiple. We're already booked solid for the next 2 months. Okay? Booked solid for the next 2 months. And I'm sure we're going to hit your area. Okay? Without a doubt. I'm sure we're going to hit your area. Okay? So I want to take a 15-second break, so I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties, and I'm going to come right back and make the announcement, and we're going to go to the call line. Okay, we're back. While I'm waiting to reboot my system, let me say this also, and I say this with all due respect, okay? there are a lot of people out there that are participating in the oppression of the people as a whole. You know who you are. You know the processes, the paperwork, the garbage that you're feeding your people, the condition that you're putting them in and promoting deceptive remedies. This is why this ministry is formed. And we're calling you out. We're going to be calling you out. Okay? Because it's our goal to free the people, to restore the people. We're not saying that we're the end-all, be-all, but what we're saying is our ministry is going to actually deliver some relief. And you've experienced and witnessed elements of that relief on this show. There is an archive full of information that people tell me, why are you giving all of that out for free? It's not free. Okay? It's not free. It's for those that want to apply themselves. Okay? It's for those that want to be uplifted. It's for those that are looking finally for a leader or a guru to finally deliver some relief, some results. And y'all have seen that here. All right? So I want you to be wary, because you're going to see a lot of impersonators out there. You're going to see a lot of Johnny-come-lates imposters come up there and try to duplicate what this ministry is about to do. And I spoke with the mother and others in the ministry about it. I'm not worried about it. They can't duplicate it. They can't impersonate it, because it's coming from the heart. And we're delivering it to the people, which is why restoring you is what the focus and goal of this ministry is, because as long as we give it to you, you got it. They can't sell you what you already have. So without further ado, we're going to let you know where we're going. California, y'all. First boot camp of House of Restoration. Our first restoration camp will be in California, San Diego, April 26th, April 27th. We on the water. We in the sunshine. And people in my ministry are from New York, such as I. And the couple that did know where we were going, I received a few calls from some very influential people. And they said, okay, Brother Sharif, go ahead. Go to the west side. You know, they outpolled y'all. I mean, California came in heavy. Honors to my California people, to my Latino people out there. I mean, they were like, we need you out here. We need you. I'm going to be honest with you. Half of the tickets is already gone. You know, they were doing like the Ticketmaster thing with me. They were getting blocks of tickets, okay, for the couple of people that I knew. Because I work with some groups, some religious groups, you know, and they were on it, for those that knew. So, you know, we're going to California, and we're going to bring the touchdown home to New York. We have tentatively 3 restoration camps scheduled for California. Florida is right next to it. Nevada is right next to it. We're gonna hit all those places. I don't know when. I believe we're going to do the first weekend in May in L.A., and then Nevada is still putting together their plans, the groups that bringing us out to Nevada. And then at the end of the day, we're going to bring everything home to the East Coast, to New York, National Black Theater. And the ministry by that time will have gained a lot of momentum. And, you know, we thank the Creator and we thank God for the opportunity. California is dealing with the same crisis as everywhere else, but they deal with it on a non-judicial level in terms of the property issues that are out there. As far as the debt issues out there, the state, it's not as big as the East Coast, but the momentum just went there for this first demonstration of our ministry. I really look forward to it. Like I said, I can't describe to y'all how big this event will be. Already, it's already huge. Now, the email information for the event is not the debt show at Yahoo. Okay? The debt show are for people that has questions regarding their individual situations, information, things of that nature. So I don't want to get an overflow of emails so that we're not able to separate those that are inquiring about the event and those that are sending their communications in response to or regarding the show. So the email for the event is H-O-R, which stands for House of Restoration Ministry, MINISTRY, at yahoo.com. The donation for the restoration boot camp is $495. It will include food. We are fellowshipping. We're eating buffet style. Okay? You will not leave there empty-handed. You will have a restoration manual. Okay? So we're not going to do like a lot of these other gurus and just talk to you about experiences and, you know, trading ideas or, you know, we're not going to give you a disclaimer that we're not responsible for the information that we give and, you know, use it at your own risk. I mean, I don't know how people attend these events with those sort of disclaimers. Like, we're going to bring you the information, our experiences, our knowledge. We're not going to discuss any legal advice there, but we're definitely going to give you some legal information that will help you. If your mind is open, and trust me, your mind will be open because the priest will be there, not bringing religion, but bringing spiritual openness. Y'all are going to have an experience you never had before, I'm telling you. T-shirts will be available. Tickets are available now, horministry@yahoo.com. The phone number, if you're on the contact list, you will get a phone number for any questions you may have. You have the email address. It is in 3 weeks. I have a travel agent that will be contacting me today to help with those that want to fly and take up residency at the Holiday Inn Bayside, San Diego, California, right on the beach. So I'm overexcited. I'm going to go to the caller line, bring in the Brother Maynard, bring in Brother Amon, he's there. I believe the Sister Unique is here. Let them get their comments. And listen, for those of you in California, y'all want it. Y'all wanted it. We're going to bring it. And we're going to bring it in a fashion that nobody's ever seen. I don't know if y'all had an opportunity. Yes, and I want to thank everybody. The webinars are doing great. I mean, the amount of accolades that I get from people that are making money. I'm telling y'all, people are making and saving money. When I tell you that my deposit into the people, into this community and all communities with the information is into the hundreds of thousands of millions, I've made my deposits. This is why the universe is going to bless me. I've made my deposits. People are getting remedy and relief, okay? I'm just telling y'all flat out. I don't need to be vetted, okay? I don't need to market, all right? This is the truth. Y'all have been on here. This is something that you can go put your finger on. This is not something we're wrapping up in this magic bottle and serving it to you until you can't open it until you get home, and you open it at home and realize it's not really much of nothing, okay? Right? The information, the source of the information, you all can find it. You can put your finger on it. But the delivery of that information, a tactics and strategy on how to employ that information, is why people are having such success. And I'm telling you, y'all wouldn't believe the people that have turned this information from this show and are already economically uplifted, already out the red into the black and going into the green. We're turning the tables because it's time. We're making you more responsible. We're educating you so you can be responsible. We're restoring you. Let me make this last announcement before I go to the caller line. We have the credit restoration program that will restore your credit. Okay, restore. And when y'all think of restore, I want you to understand that meaning. I want you to remember that meaning, because it will be on the T-shirts that will be given out at the restoration camp. To restore means to return all things to their previous pure state. So we have the ability to return you back to your previous pure state, meaning you're able to engage in commerce again. We're able to give you back your consumer buying power legally, okay? So don't send me the questions, well, does it last only 30 days and then the creditors come back? No, those are the illegal people that clean your credit, and you only have 30 days to go out there and make a bunch of purchases. And then the credit furnishers furnish the credit bureau with the information again, and your credit's back where it was. We don't do any of that illegal stuff. We don't ever do anything illegal. You're never going to find any of those process procedures. You're never going to find that here in this ministry. If you're looking for that, and trust me, there's a lot of people that's interested in that stuff. There's a lot of people that's so bent on knowing some secret that nobody else knows, or some get-rich-quick method of dealing with your debts, that some of you are going to go that direction. This is not for you. This restoration camp is not for you. It is not for patriot ideology, okay? We're not combining this with any other belief system. We're going to teach you how to be responsible within the system that is here, within the laws that is already on the books, without you having to go out and buy a bunch of additional processes like securitization audits. And I'm not saying they're bad, but I'm saying most of you that buy them, and 7 out of 10 of you have them, okay? You're paying anywhere up to $2,500. We're going to show you don't need that. At least you don't need it now, and you probably don't need all of what they're giving you, because the problem is we're not reading. As Revelations 1 and 3 say, we're not reading anyway. Blessed are those that read it. So why are you adding another 150, 60 pages to your desk that you're not going to read, not going to know how to employ? Title searches and this person and that person, $2,000 for this and that. Y'all wait till y'all come to this restoration camp and see all you're going to need to handle your business, okay? Some of these services are employable. May need some of that information. If you already have it, okay. But We're going to teach you the proper procedure on what you will need and when you will need it, how you will need it, and how you will use it. Because many of you buy these audits, and y'all don't know, and many of the people that sell you these audits don't know securitization. Okay? I hear people talk about it all the time. Trust me, they don't know. Okay? I've seen some of them, and they're just absolutely, I mean, they're worthless. Okay? So we're going to take you back to its original source. We're going to take you from the alleged contract. Know if that, let teach you if that contract is still valid. Because a lot of these gurus will keep you in a contract that is no longer valid. A transition has occurred. You need to come to this restoration camp to understand where you are in relations to your debt, where you are in relations to spirituality, health. We're bringing it all in one forum. Okay? Let me open up to Brother Maynard's line, who is a part of House of Restoration Ministry, has a ministry of his own, doing a great job. Sister L, before I go to Sister Brother Maynard, do you have any comments on the event, where the event is? You're not mad at me, are you?
No, this is perfect. You're going to be able to reach a whole lot of people in this area. And who wouldn't want to be on the beach?
You know, that's, you know, because when the seed, as mothers say, when the seed is able to get some sun and water, man, y'all might as well put the webinars on the desk. Y'all see the seed in person with that energy. And y'all gonna see a man who knows how to deliver. And that's all I'm going to say. Y'all don't see nothing on the show. In a structured environment, such as a restoration camp or boot camp, y'all going to get it. So any other comments, Sister L? Will you be in attendance?
Well, of course.
Yeah, you better be there.
And you going to feed us too? I'll be there.
And we eating. And listen, Sister L, did you speak with the sister? Tell us about the sister that is the food magi. I want her to come out here and really do the food. You know, we have a buffet set up that's going to be real nice. But if the sister can come out there, tell us about the sister that's the doggone goddess of food. Tell her about her.
Well, the sister that can basically make anything with her eyes closed, I'm telling you all, she has cooked for President Obama. She has cooked for President Mugabe. She has cooked for many of the presidents of Ghana. She is none other than Queen Vida. She has lived in Israel for over 30 years. She's here in the United States now. And Brother Sharif and I will be meeting with her because she will be planning a spread. We also have someone who's very talented in that area. Prayerfully, she'll be willing to help us. But this sister's used to preparing for dignitaries, and she definitely knows about high frequency, and she has already said that she is committed to, you know, like they say, old school, putting her foot in it. She is going to throw down greens, kale greens, collard greens, macaroni and cheese, vegan ribs, not pork ribs, vegan ribs, country fried steak, okay? Just everything you could think of, she's going to do a wonderful spread.
Now, I'm being honest with y'all now. The food is just as important as the message we're going to be bringing you. Like, Brother Sharif don't bring, no $20 event, okay? I'm structured in even how the food is because we have to have our spirits and minds on par. we deliver things succinctly. All right? So this is not, no, just come, you put your book down, and, you know, we just shooting off the hip. No, this is going to be a show. It is going to be a demonstration that you will not forget, I'm telling you. Okay? And it's going to be done methodically and in order. And we have to make sure that what we're putting in you food-wise is going to allow you to have the ability to retain the information we're given and for you to be able to receive it. So we're designing foods that will sort of elevate, okay, those chakras and stimulate them, bring some frequency, bring some electricity, because it's going to, listen, it's going to be a lot of burdens released at this restoration camp. There's going to be a lot of spirits uplifted, and a lot of people are going to be there for all of these things, okay? And so, you know, I appreciate it, Queen. We're going to meet with the sister, try to get her out there. I'm going to do my best. I've been contacted by many others. Again, you just need to be there. It's going to be some surprise visitors. It's going to be some stars there. All right, let me just go on and say that, okay? This ministry is supported by a lot of people. I know a lot of people, okay? So, and since starting this show, I'm going to just let y'all know. Y'all, you just need to be there. April 26th, April 27th. Brother Maynard, your line is open. Thank you, Queen. I know you probably have to drop off and get to work, or if you're still here, great. Brother Maynard.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Brother Maynard is part of the ministry. He has been. He has a great group out there. Y'all know about it, New York Power Group. Brother Maynard, through the teachings provided on this show, and he's been at every last one of my webinars. And Brother Maynard and his group, through this information, has done wonders in the tri-state area. I mean, you're in the millions already with the amount of debt you've been able to eradicate.
Yes,
dismiss,
sir.
Deteriorate. You're
yep.
in a million. So when I talk to people and I tell you I've made a deposit into these communities, to this community as a whole, every community, with the information, they're in the millions. Your gurus don't have that. They've taken millions, but they haven't given you the ability to get rid of millions that you weren't obligated to, or at some point, maybe you were, okay? But you're utilizing the tools that are available to either reduce that obligation or eliminate it. And this is a brother that has done so on a massive scale. He has a huge group of, when you want to talk about diversity, Brother Maynard has engineers, airline pilots, executives, paralegals, judges, lawyers. Do you understand? Okay? That's who's in his ministry. It's not just middle class, lower class. No. This, everybody was living good, especially the upper class. Okay? So Brother Maynard tried to trick me this morning because he called and he said, Brother Sharif, where's the boot camp going to be? I'm like, bro, you got to get on the show. Like, I'm not giving it out, you know? So at the end of our call, and I said, all right, man, I got to get ready for the show. He said, okay, so we're going to California? I said, what are you talking about? I don't know where we're going, man. The spirit is going to leave me when we get on the show. So he said, I almost got you, Brother Sharif. And I said, yeah, good try. So, Brother Maynard, now that you know, we're not coming in your backyard. I'm not coming home, so to speak. We're not going to New York first. We are going to California. You know, tell me how you feel about that and where you're at, and any comments.
I am disappointed. I'll tell you right now, I am disappointed. I mean, you really had me in suspense for quite a while there. But I understand, you know, I'll be there. You know, I'm going to get my ticket. I will be there. So you can count on me. I'm not going to miss this for nothing.
Indeed.
I just you know, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the restoration and the word. And, you know, when you started asking the mother about what she thought about the word, I started thinking about the same thing. And I thought about what the priest made that comment about the word idle, to have an idle mind. And then I started putting the idle mind with restoration. And, you know, the priest talked about to have an idle mind is you have time to contemplate and think and to really solve your problems. And then I kind of put those two together to have, you know, to have this house of restoration. And it's a source of knowledge, and putting all this information together and how to utilize it. And I thought it was so appropriate and so and so profound. And kudos for that. And, you know, earlier you asked me, Brother Sharif, about, you know, have I had any successes this week? And I said, no, not really. But I'm just used to big stuff. I'm not, you know, I have so
right.
many successes for people. I mean, credit scores in the fours are now in the sevens. Debts being removed. I mean, so yes, we have our successes, bro. We have our successes every day, and you know we appreciate all you've done for that. And you know, tomorrow night we're having our weekly class, and I'm going to be talking about this survey that was conducted by an appellate judge. And Brother Sharif, I got to tell you, you could have written this. I'm going to send it to you. And this appellate judge, he goes into, it's called the Consumer Law 2013 Update. And it's the judge's guide to federal and New York State consumer protection statutes. And you could have written this. Everything you have been teaching us and demonstrating is exactly what this appellate judge is saying. And
wow.
It just made it so clear to me that all these people are going into court and they just are bringing up the wrong issues. Their
That's
approach
right.
is totally wrong. And what you have been demonstrating and what you're about to demonstrate at the restoration event is exactly what the judge is saying. So I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. I will be there early. So,
yes,
you know,
sir.
I'm looking
so
forward
you'll be
to
out
it.
There a couple of days before because you have to do you have to get prepared to deliver.
I'll be there.
And I know a lot of your group is going to be there. Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Our credit restoration program, in less than 30 days, we're restoring your credit back to where it was in its pure state. And it's no gimmick. It's no nonsense. Y'all know I don't deal with that. But the reason why I'm comfortable with this program is because at that event, you have an opportunity to obtain that service. At that event, since we are educating you and then restoring your consumer buying power, now you're educated. Now you're more knowledgeable. Now you know how to participate in commerce. Now you know how to be a consumer. Now you know what a creditor is and a debt collector is. Yes, we're going to go into the FDCPA, FCRA, TCPA. I have a listener that already this week from 2 weeks ago to now, sending out a few notices, already made $9,000 just on sending notices out. Do you understand? And Maynard, you've had people stop foreclosure once they were aware what they were in. Okay. Now, the webinars, 4 or 5 hours, nothing but great information. I haven't even begun. And listen closely. I haven't begun touch the abundance of information I can deliver to people. I haven't even touched it. I'm just giving you foundation now. I'm letting you, I'm making you aware of who you are, who they are, what they are supposed to do, what you are supposed to do. Now we're going to get into demonstrating tactics, strategies, making money, okay? Making money. Not too many gurus and leaders put you on an avenue where you can make money. And you know what? Let me say this to our community. And I say this respectfully. We fall for any marketing program that comes out. And no knock on these marketing programs. But we are always pushing somebody else's agenda. Be it, you know, what, man, we talked about this, five links and link this and what was the other system. You know, they got all these things where you sell 5,000 packages and they give you a leased 325 BMW that costs them about $500 a month, and but you're selling $100,000 in their product. And then we're tricked into believing many times that we're going to retire off of these marketing programs. And what you guys need to understand, and you'll learn some of this information at the Restoration Camp, is that how do you put your faith in a company when all they have to do is file a Chapter 11 and all that residual income you are due is no longer there? See, I'm marketing to you because this debt issue touches everybody. There are people through this show that is already making a living, sucking up, because as you know, they buy debt for, what, 3 to 5 cents on a dollar? So they have anywhere from a 95 to 97% markup profit. So there's people on this show, that's been on this show, that's eating up all of that 95, 97%. In fact, they're probably taking a debt collector up to 150, 200% loss. Do you understand? It's happening. It's going to happen at this restoration camp. Brother Maynard has been to boot camps put on by various people. You know, some of the legal society has put on a lot of these things. And Brother Maynard told you he went to a $3,000 event plus airfare, hotel, food, cabs. And he said, and he'll tell you again, he said, Brother Sharif, I didn't get a third from that two-day so-called boot camp. I didn't get a third out of what I've gotten out of one of your webinars. And, again, I'm humble. I'm just trying to share with you that I don't tell anybody to come on this show and provide testimonials, okay? And if what I was doing didn't work, you would have heard about it by now. Or some of you just wouldn't say anything. You'll go on to the next guru site. But I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. And I believe what I'm doing and what I'm talking about. And I believe wholeheartedly that you will be definitely uplifted, enriched, and elevated in so many ways. And I want this information to be contagious. Okay? All right? I'm not anti-debt. I'm not a debt elimination ministry, okay? Some of you have legitimate debt that you need to be accountable and responsible for, and you need to work it out with your creditor if you have a creditor in front of you, and the boot camp, well, the restoration camp will teach you to know the difference. Some of you have legitimate contracts that you executed. And instead of you believing that you can go into this particular process or procedure or into this magic, you know, spaceship that rides up a certain altitude and come back down and all of a sudden all your problems are gone, this restoration camp is not for you. For those of you that is expecting some off-road demonstration, magic, get-rich-quick scheme, this restoration camp is not for you. For those of you that like pie in the sky and, you know, like some, you know, some happy, happy talk or happy discussion, or you want to listen to someone that's just telling you about old war stories, This is not for you. This restoration camp is not for everybody. I'm not trying to reach everybody. I know how to reach everybody if I wanted to. I'm not trying to. I'm trying to reach the people that really want to not be oppressed by this debt situation. That's all I'm trying to reach. And it's not going to be the whole entire state of California. It's not going to be everybody on this show, because some of you rather buy some Jordans or a Gucci bag rather than to participate or fund your own education so you can have it, so you can't be sold it, all right? Some of you rather go and listen to, you know, I'm not going to say it, but Brother Maynard, any other further comments before I go to the call lines?
No, I'm just, I'm excited, you know, to be a part of it and to assist in whatever fashion I possibly can, and learned. I'm looking forward to learning and absorbing the knowledge from everyone who's going to participate. So, Brother Sharif, I'm excited, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great. And again, yes, you heard the Brother Maynard said he studies this. Maynard takes this seriously. Maynard was 25 years in the mortgage industry. They didn't teach him this. You know, he's in ministry because he's like, wow, I sold a lot of mortgages. Dog, oh, I took a lot of them. We all were invested in it. And as I said last week, this problem is an across-the-board problem. We have people from all races, all creeds, different economic levels, occupational levels, okay? Yes, we have judges and lawyers that have executed these same contracts. They've gotten credit cards. They've gotten mortgages. They didn't read them either, okay? They're all in trouble, okay? They're trying to figure it out, too. They will be there at the book at the restoration camp, trust me, because this is about coming together with ideas and strategies and tactics, okay? That's what it's about. It's about coming together to uplift us not just economically, but wholly and totally spiritually, improve our body, our health. That's what this restoration camp is going to be about. Yes, I'm going to deliver the economics. I'm going to deliver that. That's the centerpiece of the restoration camp. But as well, you're going to get some other needed ingredients that will make this event one of very few. Brother Maynard, love you. I thank you. I look forward to you being out there. I know a lot of your group is coming, and I know you will be there. Finally, we get an opportunity to meet the Mass Brother Sharif in person, okay? We get the fellowship.
Looking forward to it.
We get to congregate. We get to eat. We get to share successes and ideas. You know, I'm looking forward to you, man. So I love the contributions. Thanks for being on the ministry team, and God bless, brother.
God bless.
All right. Sister L, before I go to the call line, you got anything? I'm going to get the mother. I'm going to bring Sister Unique in. Do you have anything for us? She's okay. She just dropped off. All right. Queen Unique.
Greetings, family.
Yes, yes, yes. Peace, Queen. How are you? How are you?
I am good. I am excited. I am so excited for the restoration. Sister L, I heard you this morning. I heard you smiling. I love it. I love it. It makes me smile. It makes me feel better to hear a fellow sister just happy, like I'm happy to see that we are getting something done. It feels good. It feels like we're really going to get on our mission. So it feels amazing. It feels amazing. And restoration? Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, because I've been looking for a word. I've been looking for, because y'all know I always say, feel better. Feel better. It's all I want my people to do. And Brother Sharif just said, less than 30 days. Less than 30 days. If You are not the person that's going to come in here and put in some work. Like he said, it ain't for you. It's not for you. Because I need the same thing. Because I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Well, hold up. Time out. Will you be there delivering anything? Invitation
to
the ministry?
Yes, sir.
So you're delivering some what?
I'm going to deliver some body. What you need to do in my 28 days. We are giving you 28 days. 28 days. Brother Sharif and I and the rest of this ministry can get you where you need to be. We can get you on your path. We can start clearing some of that debris that is on your path. That is your body, your spirit, your mind, your economics, your financial situation. We can get you to a point where we can get you on a path. Don't you want that debris taken out your path? I can show study after study of how these people and scientists have went in to these food deserts, as what they call them, which should be just vegetable and fruit deserts. They go in there and they put these people on a simple plan. They put these people on a menu change, and most of them average weight loss, and this is for myself even when I started implementing this problem with a couple of changes for whoever you are. When I implemented this problem, forget 28 days, I started seeing changes in people after 2 weeks. Brother Sharif has had people call up on this phone and say, I got your packet, I did what it said, I read over it, and within a week's time, I got the results I was looking for you. We've had people call up here dang near crying, saying thank you.
That's right.
That's what we done did over here, just on the radio. Imagine what this energy feels like in person. Imagine what this feels like in person. Imagine how you gonna feel in person. You gonna have your family behind you. You already got mom and daddy on the phone already. Already they've been on the phone all day. When Sharif here, who he called? He called the elders. That's what we're trying to help. That's what we're trying to uplift. That's what we need to restore in order to get to where the heck we got to go. That's what this is about. And all we're asking for is some effort. Come in here, do your due diligence, and see what we can help you get to. Help me, help you, help us. That is it. That is the house of restoration. Everything that we are offering, we can help you get to a better place. We can help you to get to that restoration place. But it's not for you if you are not going to do that due diligence. Do not come to me. Do not ask me anything if you are not in your spirit ready to say, not I will do this. No, I want this. I'm tired of people saying I'm trying or I'm doing or I will. No, this is something that you need to want. So when you bring your behind up in here, I need you to feel so excited that you want this. You want to feel better. You want your body to be clean. You want to have that weight. You want to be restored, and that is what is going on. We're sick, and we need to be restored, and we need that weight taken off of our bodies. We need those paths cleared of debris. We need to move. If you are ready to move, come on, y'all. If you're ready to move, I don't care who you are. If you hear me and I'm touching you right now, you know where you need to be that weekend in April, 26th and 27th. That's where you need to be. If what I'm saying to you rings true, you know where you need to be. That's all I'm going to say, Sharif, because that's how excited I am.
Queen, I hear it. I mean, I'm sitting up here. I'm saluting right now. I'm standing up, saluting you. Because what's important about what you're going to bring is we're going to give you a 30-day restoration of your consumer purchasing power. We're going to give you the education that you need to increase your economic stability, your worth, your wealth, period, and the queen is going to put you on a 30-day restoration program to improve your body, to
unclog, restore, replenish, rejuvenate, reinvent, reinvigorate, reestablish your health. Because many of you, if you came to this restoration event and your health is not good, tell me, Unique, what stress, debt, stress does to the body. If you would take a couple of minutes to explain why I thought this was just important to bring this element to the ministry and to this restoration camp. And this is not, we're not putting you on, you know, we're not giving you a bunch of garbage. We're not, this is really some really simple things, some simple foods, some simple natural remedies that can allow you to retain the information we're going to give you, improve your health, make you a stronger individual. Okay? Tell me what stress does to the body that causes other things that we're not aware of.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to say about stress. And I know many of us still watch television, so I'm going to make a reference here. I don't know how many of, especially the ladies, or the women out there. I don't know how many of y'all have seen these commercials for these so-called diet pills. Half the diet pills and half the thing, not even half, dang near all of them, have something that's, something, a hormone in it that's cortisol. That's, the cortisol is what we produce when we are stressed out. And they have come back and said most of your cortisol, most of your stress hormones is in your belly. That big fat layer of belly that you have, that's partly stress. Most of it is stress. It's hormone buildup. It's from the foods we eat, and it's from the actual stress that we put on our own body. So if you imagine that you are already going through stress and you are already mentally going through something, you have got to realize that the foggier your mind is, the worse that stress is going to impact your life. And that's just what it is. If you are going, if you are getting up in the morning time and you think breakfast is the greatest part of the day, and you get up and you eating some pancakes or some kind of eggs and some kind of, you know, processed something, you go into McDonald's thinking that you just got to have this breakfast, and you go to work and you have a stressful event, you are twofold now stressing out your body, and wonder why you are completely bloated by the time that you get home, or wonder why you are just completely pent up with all this different energy that you don't know what to do with. There is a problem there. The problem is that when you are building all this stress and you are tensing out your body, you are killing your immune system. And then on top of that, you're putting all this other nasty garbage, all this poison in your body. You're not giving your body any kind of nutrients. You wonder why you're hungry all the time. So now you introduce stress eating, and a lot of us do that. We just eat just to eat because it's something that's going to taste good, because it explodes on our tongue, which is should not be doing in the first place. But they put all that stuff in there. We ingest this food, and then we wonder why we're hungry again. It has not given us any nutrients to recover through the day. All you're doing is putting stress on top of more hormones, on top of more hormones, on top of chemicals, on top of poison, on top of everything. And then you come home and then you have the stress of your financial situation. Here's a stat right here. 75% of Americans, 75% of people that live in North America live paycheck to paycheck. If they missed a paycheck and 2 weeks after that, they would be homeless. 75%. And then they tell us,
debt collector, they'll be homeless.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're putting your body through all this situation and all this stress and all this cortisol is building up inside of you, and you wonder why you don't feel good. You cannot continue to stress out your body physically and mentally. You have to do something to change something, because if you don't change anything, the end result is death. The end result is diabetes, kidney disease, liver disease, and blah, 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 heart disease. You get my drift. Disease. That's where it comes from. Stress. At the end of the day, it's stress on top of stress on top of stress. You're stressing out your inside, you're stretching out your outside, and you're stretching out your mind. Everything is way too stretched out. You need to, what? That's what you need to do. You need to come to restoration, and the only way you're going to be able to do that is you relieve these stresses that you're putting on your soul.
Indeed, sister. I mean, I'm just sitting up here thinking because I gotta go on that USEF system that you had them on before I get out there, because I have to go back and restore, take my body back to its previous pure state, okay, before I come out. So I might be out for a minute. Because, you know, we're gonna put on a heck of an event. Unique. I mean, you are more than amazing. Listen, the priest Elishua is gonna be there on the spiritual and the mind to prepare you for the information that's gonna be deposited. The sister's gonna bring the food. Man, listen. I'm speechless. So I look forward to it. Sister Unique will be there. We're doing everything in 30-day increments. And y'all watch. Y'all just watch the successes coming out of this restoration camp in 30 days. Okay? In 30 days. Restoring consumer power, restoring the body, restoring the mind, restoring the spirit. And, yes, it's going to take effort. That's why I said this event is not for everybody. We're not going to be meeting around talking about old days and historical times and esoterical information and, you know, allegory stuff. No, we're not going to do that. Okay, we're gonna be talking about straight getting down to business. We're not going to be talking about, you know, research that we've done over 20 years. I'm going to be giving you the information you can employ right now, giving you the language, giving you loading your lips, so to speak. Showing you how to answer your phone when they call, showing you how to write your letters and what information should be in it, showing you where to send those letters to, showing you things that I haven't even went to on a webinar, because, again, I can't fit it all in the show or on webinars. So y'all going to get it. It's going to be raw. So you're going to need something in your mouth, because I'm going to give you some cod liver oil, but it's going to be good because it's going to be economically uplifting. Okay, it's going to put money in your pocket or prevent money from leaving your pocket. So, peace. I love you, Sister Unique. We look forward to it. I mean, I know you're excited. I know you're excited. I'm looking forward to this. And you know, April 26th, April 27th, San Diego, Bayside Beach. After the first day, I'm gonna just run across the street and jump in the water. I'm just gonna jump the dive right in the water. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot of people diving in the water, man. There's gonna be some dipping up in the pool. It's gonna be some baptizing going on, because people is just going to be absolutely elevated. So I love you. Thanks for coming. I'm gonna go to these call lines after I take a short break. Sister Unique, y'all. She's part of the House of Restoration Ministry. She's taking care of the body part of it. She's building that house, those four walls. And the body is one of them. Love you, sister. We'll see you soon. All right. I'm going to take a small break. We're going to go to the caller line, 424-222-5250. It's a caller line for *1 if you have a question. When I come back in, I'm going to go to the mother and the father just to give a comment on the event right quick. And then we're going to go to the caller line and answer some questions. Peace and love. California.
Oh, like a slug to your chest. Got the best for you, Jimmy, in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon, now
it's just disrespectful, David.
Look, I was just talking to her. You know I love you.
It's about what you do, not what you say.
All right, hold up. I have something for you. I want you to be there on Saturday.
To the call line. I know you've been waiting. Appreciate your patience. Again, HORministry@yahoo.com for all event details. If you're not on that contact list, you want to get on the contact list, debtshow@yahoo.com. You'll get up-to-date information. We are 1 mile from the airport. We've arranged for 24-hour shuttle. It's a beautiful place, San Diego. They got SeaWorld there. Inner cruises, you know, complete water environment, hundreds of restaurants, great weather, great surrounding, great energy. I mean, it's just going to be amazing. So all I can do is put it out there. That's what y'all have asked for. So I'm doing what the universe tells me to do. All right, let's go to the Father. The Elder, 856-7524. Just wanted y'all to comment right quick on the event, where it is, what you think about it, you know, what's included in it, and, you know, y'all give me your honest opinion of whether we're flying in the right direction.
Please. I think it's
I think it's a wonderful place.
Hello? Okay. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's... I'm a little upset that it wasn't on the East Coast, but
I know you was, Bob. I know, but listen, we're gonna bring the touchdown to the East Coast, and we're gonna do it like nobody's doing it. We are.
I understand, Drew. I understand. I know the need is out there. We can't be selfish over here. You gotta do what you have to do.
Yeah, we coming home though. The mothers and your fathers gonna be there. We coming home. For the touchdown, we doing it. We crossing the goal line in New York, National Black Theater, and it's going to be massive. And we're bringing a lot of wind with us. So, you know, we wanted to go and be baked in the sunshine right quick, fellowship
it's
with the West Coast.
Beautiful. It's going to be
it
beautiful.
Is.
It's
going
to be beautiful.
And it's going to be some dignitaries there. Yeah, dignitaries is coming through. We got some people that are really involved in the debt issue. It's going to be some members from the Legal Society there. All right? Don't get it twisted. We're going to have a big prayer on the beach. I mean, when I tell y'all this is going to be an event, you know, I'm telling you, don't hear about it later. It's going to be awesome. So thank you, Pops. Appreciate your input. I'm going to go to the mother right quick and see if the mother want to give a quick yay or nay or ya or nah. Let me see if I can find the mother. I can't find her. Where is she? I just seen her. Where is the mother? Where is she? She must have knocked off. Nope, there she is. Yama.
Yes, Shalom.
Okay, your phone breaking up again, so try to adjust it. You want to switch phones right quick?
Shalom. What better place?
Okay, there you are. That's good.
What better place than to start in the West?
Yeah.
The earth, look, the East be the top of America. The West be the bottom. They duped us and say North be, but the East be the top. And so what better than to start in the West? At the bottom, to build a foundation and make
yes.
it secure, and then spread out from there. Yes,
indeed.
California, restoration is coming. Yes.
Listen to the mother talk about California.
Yes, restoration. The house of restoration is coming. Yes.
So mother, you know,
to build on.
You know I'm bringing you out there, so we're going to have some round table on the beach. Mother's going to be throwing out the energy. You understand? It's going to be like 100 people on the beach in a circle listening to the mother throw out the wisdom. You hear me? This is going to
be
a family affair, I'm telling you.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, it's restoration. Can you hear
me? Wow. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And then when the Queen Unique said 28, days, well, if we realize that the months are only 28 days, they made them 30 and 31, so everything be complete in that time frame. When she said 28, because listen, 28 is 10, 10 is 1, 1 goes back to Yah, everything be restored. Woo-wee! Yes, and then also, you started with high frequency in November. Well, the month of November be the ninth month, because the month starts in March, so that'd be 11, that'd be 2. When you start, it was originally the ninth month, which be 9. 9 goes back to 1, because there's only 9 numbers, 1 through 9.
Wow.
So everything be in order, everything be aligned, see, Sharif, everything be aligned. When you align, when you have the alignment, you can travel. You don't worry about breaking down or anything happening. Yes, it be now.
Wow.
Everything be now, and it's working. It's working. It's...
Wow, Mother. Mother always tell me, you know, I'll call Mother, and I'll be like, Mother, what you think about this? What do you think? She said, she'll always have a delay. She always thinks before she talks. You can hear
the angel speaking through her, and you can hear her listening, digesting, and then she's going to regurgitate what was told to her. So she'd be a delay, and I'd be like, mother, like, but I get used to it now because I know she just doesn't flip off the mouth. She has to hear from the angels, whichever one is speaking to her, and then she comes and she translates it, and then she delivers me the energy and be like, okay, do this and do that. Okay, yeah, no, just go with what the Creator is telling you. See, go do that. Just, I mean, the mother is so directional. You hear me? And what she does, and she's methodical and she's powerful. When I ask her for something, she's like, you got it. And I don't ask her for much. I don't abuse her. But I say, mother, I need. She say, you got it. It's already there. It's already in the bank. Like, you got it. Like, go ahead. Like, go. You know? So when I was on this in-between stage, I'm like, okay, should I go here? Should I do it this? Should I do that? Should I make the donation? Make it back? She's like, listen. The Creator is not. He's speaking to you. And the funny thing, mother, I call Alicia, and I said, look, I said, this is what we're gonna be doing. What do you think about that? When I said restoration, he was like, man, he said, I'm working right now. I listen. He said, I'm going to tell you about, you know how to preach. I'm going to tell you about that work. He said, man, do you not understand that I'm already there with you? You don't see me? Open up your eyes. Do you not see the Creator around you? Do you not see the angels around you? Do you not know that everything you do in the spirit by which you're doing it is already ordained? Do you understand? Just do it. He said, Sharif, do it.
Yes.
Get it, do it, speak it, and it's done. And I was like, wow.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh,
all
yes.
All right, mother.
Oh, yes.
Well,
beautiful.
We'll see
yes.
you there. We gonna have a candlelight on the beach at night, and we just, man, we gonna come together. We're going to really come together and really restore. I'm going to be restored because the people that are coming – you know, they're offering their help. And speaking of offering, if you got something to offer the ministry, bring it. This is your ministry. This is your show.
Yes.
This
yes.
is for you, the people. This is to compensate you for all of the nonsense, all of the gurus, all of the, I'm not going to say it, the parents are here, that you've been through, being oppressed, not being informed, not having direction, not having remedy, not having information, not having strategy, not having tactic, not being informed. I mean, this is for you. This is your return, okay?
Oh,
based on my hard knocks, based on my knowledge, based on my experiences, okay, based on my successes. I'm giving it to you. I'm giving you all those years put into 2 days, okay, and not 2 days of, well, we're scheduling part two, you know, in a month. Now, we don't, you know, yeah, House of Restoration don't get down like that. We're bringing it to you, and you're leaving full, food-wise, spiritually, mentally, putting families back together, educating the wife and the husband simultaneously.
Yes.
You understand? It's going to be
yes.
for everybody, no matter what religion. We don't do religion here.
No.
Spirituality goes along. It can be used in religion. We do everything spiritually. So don't have a concern whether you're Buddha, Catholic, okay, Christian, Jehovah's Witness. You're not going to be offended by anything we bring you because I don't subscribe to any particular religion at all. You've never heard me do that, okay? So I respect and love all religions. Everything Yah is in, I'm with, period. So this is not going to be geared towards one religious belief or another. It is going to be straight down the road, spiritual uplifting, spiritual re-energizing, spiritual rejuvenation, spiritual replenishment, reinvigoration. Reestablishment.
Yeah,
that's all.
Mm.
Replenish, restoring. Restoring you is the slogan for this restoration camp. Restoring you. Okay? We don't want dependence. We don't want you depending on us. That's why we're going to give you the information and send you out there and let you handle your own business your own way. Okay? Peace. All right, Mother, thank you. I'm going to go to this caller line. We love you. We look forward to it. All right. Let's go to call it out. Appreciate everybody holding on.
424-222-5250. Press 1 if you have a question. I'm going to go up to the top. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to 701-8437. You're on the House of Restoration Ministry. You have a question?
Brother Sharif, it's Tom Benson again. How are you, sir?
Mr. Benson, Tom, hisadvocates.org member. Yes, sir. How are you?
Yes, sir. Hey, listen, man, I just want to tell you again, man, I've been to the seminars, other people's seminars. I've seen the gurus. I've tried this. I've tried that. And I just want to tell you, I really, really, really appreciate everything that you're teaching us. I am your student. You are my mentor. And just God bless you. Just real quick, we're in a bankruptcy, Chapter 11. They already went to unlawful detainer. We stopped it with the bankruptcy, Chapter 11. Now we're suing. We did it adversarial. We're suing Quality Loan Services. Ocwen was involved, but based on what I've learned from you, I went ahead. Quality Loan Servicing was the agency who sent us the letter. We're going to sell your house. I was told to do a Liz Pendens. Can I file that with the adversarial, or do I need to go ahead and go to district court and file a new complaint and then file the Liz Pendens with that?
So you did a Chapter 11.
Yeah, you know, we're working with somebody that didn't work out too well. They advised to do an 11. She does have three properties. So that's kind of where we're at. And
I'm going to reserve my answer offline for you because I understand,
okay,
which is why I chose California, that there are a lot of, let me say, procedures that are being proffered to the people with respects to certain bankruptcy filings that I do not believe is right.
Gotcha.
I don't believe it is germane to what most people are trying to accomplish, and I believe that it's the quickest way for you to get yourself in a lot of trouble if you are not handling yourself right in bankruptcy court. That is one arena you really need competent counsel, because there are so many tools and so many pitfalls, and that arena is so vast that you really have to know what you're doing. And it sounds like you have personal debt, but then you did a Chapter 11. And I'm going to say this. I know where that information is coming from. I'm going to absolutely dissolve that information at this restoration camp. I'm gonna put the rest, all of this nonsense, all of these things that is putting people in harm's way or putting people in a darker position to where they don't know how to get out unless the guru shines a light and takes all your economic energy doing so. And even then, you don't accomplish what it is you need. What you're telling me, I want to take care of your question off air, and I'm going to do so. So you and I will talk after the show, and I'll address that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. But thank you for coming again, Tom. And I know you're out there and on the West Coast, and I know you'll be there. And like I said, we're gonna ruffle some feathers. We're gonna really dismantle a lot of these groups that are out there pushing this nonsense. Okay, we really are. I mean, and I don't care. Okay, I have no fear of none of it because I see what it's doing, and I see because we're uneducated, we go for something that sounds good, but anybody sounds intelligent when you don't know what they're talking about. But the things I talk about, you can read along. You understand? You don't have to go and, you know, go up to a special side of the office and, you know, send a special package that maybe has some certain juice on it or, you know, whatever. You know, we're going to teach you how to put your finger on it, read along, understand, demonstrate, and be successful. So we'll talk after the show. Tom, thank you for the compliments. Thank you for the support of the ministry. And we're going to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, I'm telling you, some gurus is going to be out of business after this boot camp, even after this show. A lot of them are suffering now. Trust me. This nonsense must stop. We must be accountable and liable
for what we do, for the energy we put out there, for the people we're responsible for. Even if it's 5 minutes, we have to stop this nonsense. This ministry is the guru killer. The ones that are not doing things properly. All right, let's go to 901-3320. 901-3320. You're on a House of Restoration Ministry. This is Brother Sharif.
Oh.
901-3320.
Brother Sharif?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a question I have is that if a debt collector is trying to collect the debt, is it necessary that I send an affidavit with that to my response to them trying to collect?
Yeah, that's another guru myth, okay, process pushers. They abuse or misuse affidavits. Like, I don't know which guru came up with you having to send some affidavit or demand some affidavit from a debt collector or a creditor. First of all, they're under no obligation to give you an affidavit unless you're within a judicial setting. You have no obligation to offer or proffer them an affidavit unless you are in a judicial setting. So that is absolute nonsense. It is a good question. You do, if you formulate proper communication, trust me, what you say within your communication will be stronger than any affidavit, and you will have the same effect as if you were in a judicial setting utilizing an affidavit, okay? This has been already demonstrated on the show. As you see, there is a movement out there to obtain the documents Brother Sharif has. Can I get them, the magic bullet? Well, we're going to give you the magic information so you're able to write. We'll show you how to write. We'll show you some examples, yes. People love that. But we're going to teach you how to write. You don't ever need to send a debt collector an affidavit. You send them proper communication. You identify them properly, know which laws apply to them, which ones don't. You don't send a QWR to a debt collector. Okay? You don't send a creditor a notice of dispute or disputed debt. So, you know, what the gurus don't teach you is it's easier for them to have one document that they will tell you applies to everybody. Okay? You've had people on this show, and I correct them. Come on, say, well, I sent out a QWR. Like, that's a magic bullet. Oh, who did you send a QWR to? Well, I sent it out to everybody. Well, really? That's how you think it works? Okay. So the gurus tell you that. I mean, they'll come out their mouth and send them a QWR. Really? So you wonder why they respond the way they do, or they don't respond, and then you think, well, I can go sue them because they didn't respond. You don't know what you're talking about. You need to be at the restoration camp so you can learn how to communicate, because I promise you, I will relieve you of half of your debt situations just by demonstrating that you have knowledge of the proper paperwork and communication that's sent to them. Most of them will leave. They will leave you alone. That's already been demonstrated on here. So, no affidavits, brother. Proper communication.
Brother Sharif.
Yes, sir.
Brother Sharif.
Yes.
Hello? What about when you are responding to a complaint that's already in court? Do you need an affidavit attached to that?
It all depends. Are you at a summary judgment stage? Or are you responding to an affidavit? Is it a counter-affidavit?
Yeah,
it all depends.
No, that's what I'm saying. Is you at the summary? I'm at the summary judgment. I mean, the summary. Summons to appear and defend the complaint for the forcible entry and detainer. So, do you need an affidavit in support of your response?
You're at a critical position. You're in the 11th hour. You're already in dispossessory. Okay, that means an action has already taken place that they may deem a foreclosure. Okay, I call it an illegitimate, illegal debt collection activity. So you're at the point where, you don't need an affidavit. You know, you have to answer if you have a summons. Answer or some type of reply or response, and it doesn't have to be an answer in its plain and ordinary meaning. So you have to provide a response. Now, if you're at that stage, you definitely need to do something else, because those are summary courts. They go quick, all right? They're lower courts, and they just want to hear, did you pay your rent or not? But many of you believe you're a tenant. But we're going to go into that. You need to contact me on the email. Let me give you some of my opinions and direction on how you should proceed. But it'll be too lengthy on the show, so just email me, brother, all right?
Okay. Is that at Debt Show?
Yes, sir. DebtShow@yahoo.com.
All right, yeah. Okay.
All right,
thank you so much,
so
brother.
All right. Thank you, brother. All right. Yeah, I hear that a lot. I get that questioning, I hear some of the gurus say, send out an affidavit. I mean, y'all need to look up when an affidavit is appropriate, when a declaration is appropriate, okay? And you need to read these affidavits that these debt collectors and debt robo-testifiers and robo-signers and, third-party debt collectors, affying some hearsay statement. And we're going to go over that at the Restoration Boot Camp, all right? For those of you that are at that stage or maybe get to that stage. All right, so let's go to 302-7930. You're on House of Restoration. You have a question?
Actually, yes, I do. Good day to you, sir. Just make a comment. When the sister was on speaking about the person that will be cooking, preparing.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Is it possible that she could bring a cookbook as well?
That's a good idea. That's a great idea, Mother. I will mark that down right here. Definitely. Right. Yeah, definitely.
Thank
so
you.
We, again, because this is about individual uplifting. This is about restoring you. So we don't want you to have to leave that event and depend on us in any particular way. We want you to take something tangible from it. So a cookbook would be great. That's a great idea, Mother, and I will definitely talk to her about that. And I will update you on the next show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mother. Appreciate it. That's a great idea. Love you. All right. Great idea. Cookbook. That's right. All right. Let's go to 412-1568, 412-1568. You're on House of Restoration. Do you have a question? 1568, 412. Uh-oh. Look who's here. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. House of Restoration Ministry. Man, I know this ain't who I think it is.
Yes, that is the priest. We bow.
Shalom
aleichem,
in the house. Hold up, priest, before you start. Hold up, man. I gotta do something before you go in, because you man, they looking for you. I mean, people been like, where is the spiritual rock? Where is he? You know, I'm just like, he coming. They're like, you gonna be at the event? I said, he is the event. Hold up, priest, before you start. I gotta throw on a little intro music for you. You know, a little sound piece. You know, just a little bit.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Man, priest going to be killing them devils. Priest going to be opening up that mind, them chakras, that spirit. Priest going to be going into the Bible like nobody has ever seen. Priest is going to get your mind and your heart and your spirit ready to receive the information Brother Sharif is bringing. Priest, come on in. I'm going to shut up. Just go ahead in. I know you at work. You're probably on the break, man. Just go ahead and do your thing, brother. Just talk about the restoration. Just talk about the formulation of the ministry, which you had your fingerprints on day one.
Praise Yahweh. What's going on, brother? First of all, I love you, brother. Shalom aleichem to you. Peace be upon everyone on this platform. Shalom to my mother. Shalom to the father, the elder on here. Shalom to all of the listening audience. I love you all. I give you the holy hugs of Yahweh. I strengthen every last one of you all. I pray each and every last one of you all that's here on this show, you will prevail. You will walk around the walls of Jericho, and the walls will come down, because I will show you the power of the seven. You know, he walked around the walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho really means he recode. So when you understand what they're doing inside of your mind, then you'll be able to walk around your mind seven times and perfect yourself from the base of your spinal cord to the crown of your head, which is the seven chakras. When you understand that seven, you get into the perfection. You'll be able to perfect your work. You'll be able to perfect everything that Brother Sharif is telling you. You'll be able to go into your documents, because I'm going to show you how to cast your rod to the ground, and you'll have grounds to stand on. I'm going to show you how to unveil the serpent talk, the words that they have put on your paper that they call word. This all this magical, mystical words that they're putting on your documents. I'm going to show you where all the gurus is making their mistakes at. You know, I'm going to be demonstrating to you the book of Exodus. The word Exodus means to exit out of the dust, the dust of your mind. Remember, the serpent ate the dust of the earth. So therefore, I will be demonstrating to you on the mental plane, the spiritual plane, how to prepare your mind to deal with people. Every time somebody give you something, you're going to be metaphysically thinking. You're going to remember this priest, that he taught you the ways of metaphysics, the ways of spiritual, to be able to look at your words like never before, because I know the power of words, and I know how people use words. Words have all the power. When you understand the power of words, then you'll be able to unravel. Cast your rod down to the ground and correct your own paperwork that you put yourself in, and you won't be claiming yourself as a victim. You'll be understanding that I know how to correct my paperwork myself by casting the rod. Rod means correction. You're going to correct yourself. You're going to discipline yourself. You're going to strengthen your own mind up. You're going to stand upright in your mind, and that's going to cause you to handle these debt collectors. You'll no longer be a debt monster, a debt slave, anybody debt ever again. You may teach your children. You may, the scripture say you're going to have to leave an inheritance to your children. And he's talking about money. We're talking about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of the word, of the process. I'm telling you all, the same thing that you're going through today is the same thing that Moses and them went through in the book of Exodus. And I'm going to demonstrate to you when you get to that boot camp from Exodus, the whole book is talking about the court system. The same court system that Moses went into the Pharaohs, that is talking about the court system today. I'm going to get so deep and heavy on you, it's going to scare some of you all. You think you know that Bible? I'm going to show you that you really don't know. And I'm going to show you how to get that information out of there and demonstrate it to the fullest. So shalom aleichem to you, family. Love you all. Like I said, I'm going to give each and every last one of you all holy hugs from Yahweh, from the Most High, and to whatever you believe in. I love you anyway, forever. And I'll turn the floor back over to you, Brother Sharif.
Man, before shalom you aleichem. Know, a couple of things people are going to be curious about, Elishua, and that's that they have their own spiritual or religious beliefs. I want you to explain how what you are able to bring to the ministry and give to the people is so important and powerful and can be instrumental in every religious faction. I want you to explain that, because people sometimes take that you are of a particular belief, religion, which is totally false, and explain the difference in religion and spirituality. And explain how what you are able to deliver complements them. Now, when we talk about systems and court systems and things like that, I don't think there's anybody out there that has the experience and testimony that you have from dealing with it firsthand. So we're not saying that the system is bad. We're saying that we're not informed and educated about the system. We want you to know what language that system is speaking, and that's any system that you're in, good or bad. You have to understand the language and understand the etymology of words and how powerful words are. Would you just take a few minutes to explain that, to address that matter of it? Because we're going to be dealing with a lot of different nationalities, a lot of different races, a lot of different religious groups and things of that nature, and I don't want people to think that we're trying to change their religious perspective or anything like that. So if you would address that.
Well,
again, when people look, if you pick up the Bible is designed for every living being on this planet. And I don't teach religion. I'm not here to convert anybody from what they believe in. I'm just like King Solomon. You're going to come to me for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and that's what I have for you. I'm going to give you knowledge concerning the name. I'm going to give you knowledge on the power of words. I'm going to give you the knowledge of commerce. If you go read about King Solomon, he was dealing with all the nations. What? Commerce, business, okay? And this is what we're here to do, restore you your treasure that was taken from you without you knowing. So therefore, when I teach spirituality, I'm teaching you how to tap into your mind, because remember, the scripture says this. If anybody out there is listening, the Bible, if you go to Genesis or the New Testament, the Old or New Testament, it says you must seek the Father in spirit, not religion. So when you get into religion is a group or a form of rules and regulation that you have to follow. Yahweh don't have rules and regulations. He has laws, statutes, judgment, commandments. And when you understand the laws, the statutes, the judgment, commandments, then you'll understand any system you get into, whether it's dietary laws or it's court laws or home laws, marriage laws. You have a law. You have statutes. You have ordinances. All those things begin with the Creator. And when you understand that, He never created religion. Man created religion. And when I get to that boot camp, I'll be able to demonstrate that God himself never created religion. Man created religion. So therefore, he limited you from learning the spirituality of yourself. He limited you from understanding the metaphysical science of the Bible. He limited you so you never understand how to use the power of the numbers. He limited you. I can show you the chakras in the Bible, numerology in the Bible. I can show you everything that I'm discussing came straight from the Creator himself, but they hid it from you under the different terminologies, under the different things that you can't see. That's why when I demonstrate the Bible, I demonstrate in such a manner. I'll show you in your dictionaries, your thesaurus, your synonym finders, whatever book you bring to me, I done studied it, I done read it, it's in my library, and I'll show you how to use it and apply it. That's how I beat them in the court, and I'll beat them in any court. I'll beat anybody in anything. All I do is go study. Whatever you give me, I'll practice my three scriptures that I gave to people weeks ago, which was Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. I'll just apply those to anybody. You challenge me on anything, I'll apply those three to you, and I'll defeat anything anyone give me. Trust me, because one is meditate, the second is to study, and the other one is to read. So I'll meditate, I'll study, and I will read, and I got it from there. Anything else? Because when you're reading your documents, what are you doing? You're studying them. What are you doing? You're reading them. What are you doing? You're meditating on them. So these contracts, you never read these contracts. You just signed your signature. You didn't study these contracts. You didn't read these contracts. They said sign right there, and that's how you became a debt slave. See, you lost your spirituality. See, Yahweh told you to first do what? Study. Then he said meditate. Then he told you to read it. So you violated those spiritual principles that the Creator gave you. So the difference between what I teach is spirituality and not religion. I'm not here to make you to believe in what I believe in. I'm here to open up your chakras, open up your pineal gland. Same thing Jacob did in the book of Genesis, chapter 35. It's called the pineal, which is your pineal gland, which taps into the ether, which means that you'll be able to receive the signals from the universe, from the Creator himself, right down into your mind. That's why mother's able to deliver, because her pineal gland is open. And I'll show you the things that you're supposed to have for your pineal gland to open up your gland on the physical plane and on the spiritual plane, because it needs both. It needs to be fed. So that is the difference. And when people ask me, how did you become a priest? You don't have to become a priest to be in a Catholic religion. If you read your Bible, it was priests before the Catholic religion was ever invented. You had priests. And then in the New Testament it says, we, the family, the children that believe in the Creator of heaven and earth, we all are the royal priesthood. Go read your book. It's there. And I turn the floor back over to you, King.
Now, you done turned it up. I don't know how many minutes you have, but the couple of things you said where this ministry, when we talk about religion, people don't understand that these are sciences, okay? They're sciences. You know, you have a belief, okay, and religion is a belief system, okay? All right? It's a belief system. And I always, what comes to mind when you speak, Alicia, is
the fact that most of these gurus and people and leaders out there will tell you, many teach to avoid, you know, your contract. Don't read it. Run away. Don't go to court. You're not supposed to be in there. You know, they'll tell you, don't read the Bible, or it's written by this person or that person. You know, it says, don't pay attention to this, or don't pay attention to that. You know, throw this crazy paperwork at it, and don't ever, you know, stand before them. And this is what I like about you, because, and I like about myself, is that all of these strategies employed by these gurus all deter you from reading and studying and understanding. They all tell you, don't read the Bible. Okay, they all tell you, you know, don't read this, or order some more paperwork when you're not reading the paperwork you have before you. So all of them, to me, are cowards, because everything availed yourself of reading, okay, of understanding, of educating yourself, because you want the magic document, and you don't even read that. Okay, you'll pay $5,000 for some package, and you don't even read it. You just throw it at the problem because they say it has the magic potion, and it's supposed to deteriorate or dissolve. And then when it doesn't, you go order another package, some of you. And then you say, well, that didn't work. And then a new guru come along with a different package, and you do everything until you finally decide to read. As the Bible say in Revelation 1 and 3, blessed are those that read it. So when you come in with that, Alicia, it's a science behind what you know. You take the Bible, and y'all can read along. This is no special. You don't have to get a special. You can bring your Bible and read along. And he's not taking you through that. He's trying to show you the science. Where all of these laws, natural law, originated from that book. And from that book is where commerce derives from, is where these laws that you're abiding from derive from. Also from that book, 50 or 60 religions, belief systems derive from that book. It's still the same book. And what I like about the priest is that he's going to take you to the book and you can read along. Okay, he's going to show you. You hit away that man. I'm not going to get on you, but this is important, the spiritual elevation, the mind, because when you have the mind and the confidence and the ability to utilize the science that the priest delivers, this is just going to make you more powerful, it's going to elevate you, it's going to enhance your knowledge, and you're going to understand how to move, how to talk, how to walk. This man lives this life. The way you hear him, he has been like that every single day I've known him, and he's blessed. You understand? He is blessed tremendously. He is wealthy spiritually, okay? And the Creator is going to bless him in other ways, man. You know, I love you, and again, you know, you're the nucleus of the restoration camp. You know, is it a boot camp?
And I got some more, y'all. Listen here, King. Listen, audience, if you look at your paperwork, everything that they were doing in Genesis. I'm going to show you how they, just like you see your paperwork, is capitalized on your paperwork, and I'm going to show you they did that right there in Genesis. I'm going to show you. Every time they went into commerce, their name was in all capitalization. When they came out of commerce, when they was at home with their family, their name went back to upper and lowercase. I'm going to show you what you never seen before that you don't pay attention to. It's right there in the book. It's always been there. You have to have spiritual eyes, and your third eye, that pineal gland, needs to be opened up so you can see what you cannot see. You know, I'm going to shine the light on it, and I'm going to demonstrate it to you to the fullest. So please bring your tools with you. Whatever you need, you email Brother Sharif and ask him what books you need, and I'm going to show you all in your books that you don't read, that's collecting dust on your shelf that you should be reading. Then you'll understand your contracts more when you start going into these books. Yes.
Bring your own book, okay? We're going to have a huge prayer, okay, a huge prayer in the state of California. Devils are being evicted. Gurus are being evicted. Stress, debt stress is going to be evicted. Spiritual awareness is going to be instituted. And I don't care what religion you take that tool to, unless you know your mind and your body
okay, in your spirituality, then you can't add belief until you have the foundation of spirituality, you knowing what spirit is. We're not redoing anything with regards to your religious belief. You can have your belief, but if you don't have spirituality, you don't know how to pray. If you don't know what's in your mind, if you don't know the blockages that exist, if you don't know that you've probably been clogged up by a lot of this guru and patriot nonsense, okay, we're going to be able to separate the fiction from the truth, okay, just period. We're just giving it to you on all levels necessary to restore you. That's it. You can take it and use it in whatever fashion you want, but I know this is important for me. And if it's important for the person that's delivering the information, I think it might be sort of relevant to you as well, okay? Again, we don't subscribe to any religious belief. This is not what we're bringing you. We're not bringing you religion. We're bringing you spirituality. He's going to show you how, and you're going to be quite surprised when he points it out, how many of these words or sub-words that are used in these communications derive from the Bible, the science of spirituality. And you're going to be amazed, because when you begin to understand it more, your confidence becomes that of a gladiator. You don't care when the showdown will take place. You won't be afraid to read. You won't be afraid to go demonstrate. In fact, you're going to look forward to it. You're going to leave with a confidence you've never had, because you are finally going to restore you. Okay? Love you, brother. You got a few minutes or you gone?
Kicking it with y'all. Oh, yes. I've been listening for a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, you might have a call, so I'm going to leave your line open. Let's go to 972-972-1708. You're on HOR Ministry. What's your question? 972-1708.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Greetings. I can, very clearly.
Okay, great. Thank you. My name is Layla. I'm in the Dallas, Texas area. And
we're coming to Texas. We're coming to Texas.
You are? Okay, awesome, because I really would love to be in the San Diego area at the end of the month, and that is just not going to work for me. And I was going to wonder if I was able to pay that money, were you going to have it recorded, and were we going to be able to get the materials? But if you're telling me you're coming to Dallas.
Yeah, it's gonna be streamed, I believe. You know, I'm still working out the streaming. It might be available so y'all can see live, you know, the event. And I'm telling you, it's gonna be an event. It might be some streaming going on. But listen, where you are, you should feel it right now. That is where the priest is similarly situated, okay, in this great state of Texas. So we're bringing the ministry there, because Texas, I don't know why, as vast a state that it is, I don't know why Texas is so silent. So the priest was explaining to me, he's like, oh, man, we need the ministry here. I mean,
yeah,
because, you know, Texas is a wealthy state, you know, so I guess the people just were like, oh, I'm going to pay anybody. You know what I mean?
No,
I'm just going to give
what?
It up.
Brother Sharif, I'm a native New Yorker as well. Raised my children here. And, you know, I came here, I'm kind of dating myself, but I came here at a time when I actually thought that there were dirt roads here. You know, I just had visions of the West. And, you know, there's a certain mentality here. You know, I've owned a business. I know what it's like to be in business. I've had some successes and I've had some fails, just like a lot of people have. I have had a situation with my mortgage company. I just put it out here. I owned a mortgage company. Okay, and I worked on the origination side of the business, and we had some issues that came about, and the market tanked, and so did my business. And then I found myself on the other side of the spectrum. I was looking to be a mortgage banker. And so I understand, and I understood from a certain perspective what happened or what was going on in the mortgage industry. As my business started to tank, I got to see these Wall Street cats, because I was reviewing loans that were being, I would spend a lot of time in California, and looking at these loans, I'm thinking, how can these people can't afford it? I am an underwriter by profession. I made these decisions for people to get into these homes.
And I'm like, how do these people make these decisions for these people to get into these homes? They don't qualify. And we found out that these lenders weren't even following their own guidelines. And when we were reviewing these loans and saying, you know what, this one doesn't qualify, you can't buy this one, can't buy that one, you know, can't buy this one, you had these Wall Street firms that said, you know what, that's okay, we'll take exception to it, we'll take exception to it. And this is like an 05.
Yeah.
Prior to the bubble. And they were taking exception to this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, these people are going to be – and I didn't even realize myself that I would be in a situation. I'm like, this is something that's going to happen. And lo and behold, it did. And like I said,
well,
I found myself on the other side of the
I see you being a part of that ministry because – and this is, this is so profound because you were in that industry and you seen firsthand, first of all – you now realize probably you wasn't as educated as you were. You were basically brainwashed to promote the product because that's you couldn't be used any other way unless you believed in what you were doing. And like you and Maynard and many of the other mortgage brokers and real estate agents that I have that I deal with all the time, you know, I have real estate agents that got 300 or 400 people over 10-15 years that they've sold houses to, and like Brother Sharif, all of them are calling me, they're in trouble, I feel guilty, I feel like I put them in this situation. Well, this type of restoration camp is for you because you have the database, you have the knowledge, now you can go back to those people and pull them up out that hole. So, you know, someone like you is good for the ministry, is good for you getting the information because you can now go back and save those same people knowing that you're reading the rules that they said was rules, that they trained you on, that they told you was the law, and you now know that this was very planned, okay? This was, don't worry about that. They fog a mirror. We'll give them the house. This was planned. They planned to have this collapse. They planned to steal the real estate of this country back through the methods and means that they did. First of all, they had to enrich themselves. So now, you know, we have the, you know, we have attorneys. Okay, you had, I'm sure you had plenty of real estate, and you didn't read those mortgage agreements. You didn't know of the defects. You didn't read the deed of trust.
I did not.
That's right. Okay, so, you know, we're all in the same. There is nobody higher than anyone else in this industry, and that's why I feel that no industry has the answers. I believe this route gives more answers than any one of any society that I've listened to. Everybody is figuring it out for themselves and then gaining enrichment by trying to employ certain things that most times don't work to gain not only the knowledge for themselves but have you pay for it. Okay, so,
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so what I was going to say is that, you know, I found myself in a precarious situation in 2009. And just for those people that are on the phone, you know, because, I, you know, I called my lender. I said, I'm having an issue. They told me that all I needed to do is default on my loan. I'm like, I don't want to do that. All right? Well, things happened.
Who did you say you called?
I'm trying to get things resolved. Yeah.
Who did you say you
called? I called them ahead of time. I'm sorry?
Who did you call?
My lender at the time. This was back in 2009. I'm sorry.
Who was it?
Which lender?
Who was it?
Oh, gosh. They sold since. By the way, they sold while in default. But
Wait. Stop right there. You said they did what while in default?
They sold while it was in default. I learned that from you, by the way. I've been listening to you for like 2 weeks. Okay, and I learned from you, and I'm like, whoa.
Okay. So if they sold while in default, are they still lenders?
No, they're not. But I'm using that terminologically. They are not lenders. I just wanted to kind of encapsulate. No, they're not lenders anymore. And fraud, I mean, they are null and void as we speak.
We don't need fraud. You're not going to ever hear the word fraud from us. Why? It's so broad, so difficult to prove. We're going to use deceptive practices.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Misrepresenting character amounts.
Yes.
Misrepresentation. Okay. Those are the words that we're going to focus on because fraud is very difficult to prove. So I know what you mean by it, but see, at the restoration camp, we're going to correct that language because if you have
convoluted language than if you're going to start saying, well, lenders, and you know, it's a habit. And I know we have to first, which is why the priest is so important, we have to first unblock the mind and try to make you understand where it derives, and then I'm going to bring the information in that's going to change your mindset so you know how to identify. And we don't make those mistakes anymore by saying lenders and creditors. We're going to call them what they are. As Ayanla says, Van Zandt says, we're going to call a thing a thing, okay? We're going to call them as they are. So that's going to help elevate you. And it was a caller, a mother that called in on the show that came on and gave testimony that because of me correcting her and preaching identification, she was able to go into court and you know, they were calling themselves, you know, lenders and creditors. And she says, no, you're a debt collector.
Yes,
and
sir.
Stop using that, and it changed the entire dynamic of her case just by that one statement. So we're going to teach you how to identify, but you're going to be an excellent savior to your occupational community, being that the people that you sold homes to, because you're able to now deliver them some information that will help them, that will elevate them, that will kind of change the dynamics of their situation. And you're intelligent, I can tell. You're smart. You're strategic, okay? And those are the things that you're going to need, and those are the things that you're going to be able to now go back into that Rolodex and say, listen, I can help all of you. I can do something for all of you. I feel sort of obligated in a way, but listen, I was under the same voodoo you was, okay? So, priest, what do you have to say to the queen?
Well, you know, I've been listening to her. You know, she's here with the priest. So, you know, everybody, like I said, has been up under the power of the serpent. And that's, like you just said, it's voodoo. It was magic. And if they don't believe that they've been hit with a spell, like I said, I'm going to show them that they've been hit with a spell. And that's why they wasn't able to see it, because it was cast down as a spell. So that's why you go back to the book of Exodus. It says Pharaoh magicians cast down their rods. When they cast down their rods, it turned to serpents. So they've been tricked just like everybody else been tricked. Revelation 12:9, Satan deceived the whole world. It ain't say one particular group of people, one race of people, and it say a religion. He said he deceived the whole world. He got everybody. This guy was so clever, he got the entire world. He put a move on us. So the queen sounds intelligent. Can't wait to see her. I'm just right here in Houston. I was just in Dallas over the weekend. So I like Dallas. So Dallas got good energy on it. So, hey, queen, keep studying. Keep your mind focused. Hey, don't let nobody side shift you, because all of the secrets is inside of the documents that you have not read, and that's why they was able to fool you, because you didn't read the documents.
Peace and to you me. Know, and I'll just say this, and I'll let you finish, sister. They got when the priest says it. I mean, let's just be real about it. They used all of us. They used the legal society to draft the paperwork, okay, and they didn't read it. They use the bankers that was working as presidents in the banks. They use them to promote the product, and they didn't read it. They use the judges to believe in the product for a long time, and now they're seeing that, oh, wow, this is what you're doing. They use the lawyers. They use the mortgage brokers. They use everybody. Some of them are willingly being used now and don't mind, don't care, okay? So did you have some parting comments?
Well, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you very much for hearing me, and I just wanted to give everyone encouragement. I've been working on my situation since 2009. I obviously, I'm listening to you, Brother Shrews, because the concept that you're bringing forth is so very powerful that I want to embrace it myself to close this window, so to speak. Texas is a non-judicial state. You know, so therefore foreclosures are quick to happen if you don't do certain things to stop the foreclosure. And so I'm just very, very blessed and highly favored that on my own auspices, not my own, because it's, you know, the divine intervention has helped me and led my path to where I am today to be speaking to you guys. And I just say for those people who are maybe here for the first time or in your situation, just hold on, be prayerful, study up, because if you have faith and you are resolved in your faith, then you will get what you ask. The desires of your heart will be given to you. And I stand here firmly saying, you know, I am making a way to make sure that they do not aim to steal the home that they've already gotten paid for many, many times over.
Wow,
and that's all.
Beautiful. And I'll just add to that. You know, I'll just add to that. We went to California because it is a non-judicial state, and people have to be more offensive, okay, and proactive as opposed to reactive. So that was one of the considerations of going to the state, and that's one of the reasons why we consider the non-judicial states, because in New York, you know, it's judicial. So you have an opportunity to jump in the ring with them. And, you know, as some of you already know, it's been on the show, people that has listened to the show, you know, a lot of those debt collectors in there, you know, impersonating as creditors, they running out the ring with some of the people that listen to the show. They're running. And the messengers is trying to deliver that message. They're running. So, you know, we appreciate you. Stay with us. We're coming to Texas. Get on the contact list, netshow@yahoo.com. I got your number here, too. I want to facilitate some things with you down there because, you know, I believe I have several mortgage brokers that I work with that are similarly situated to you, and that has a lot of people that they need to help, that, you know, they've sold houses to, that, you know, they've worked in these industries. So your knowledge of both the inside and out, you know, makes you a great facilitator of that information and a deliverer of that information, knowing both sides. And that's definitely something that we need in our ministry, or even if you create your own, which is what we encourage
you
to do.
Sure, no, I'm happy to help.
Great. What's your first name?
My first name is Layla. And by the way, as the call began, when you gave the email address out, I sent you an email.
Okay, great.
The subject line, it says, please add me to your list.
Great. All right, Layla. Thank you for calling so much. We love you. Thanks for supporting us. And definitely,
right.
I see you doing some great things in the state of Texas.
My pleasure. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. All right. Let's go to 317-1342, HOR Ministry. What's your question? Peace.
Peace to God's justice. Peace.
Yes, sir.
How y'all doing? How you doing, Sharice?
Man, I'm beside myself. I'm serious. I'm really beside myself. You know, I'm choking. I'm stuttering. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm beside myself because the energy I'm getting from the way the Creator is moving is just, I'm overexcited.
Yes, I just want to thank you for the little stuff I got off of you and Yusuf and Savage L and Unique and Sister L and the mother and the father, because I've been talking like this for a while, not knowing everything that y'all know, and I'm so thankful that my son turned me on to Yusuf L and High Frequency Radio, because I feel like I'm right there with you, man. When I hear your ocean talk, and he's breaking it down, and I'm understanding what he's saying, and it's like, man, this was meant. I'm 57 years old. I feel like I'm 16. I'm taking this body and transforming it back to where it need to be. I mean, I'm in love and having a real righteous spiritual intercourse. I understand what a pineal gland is. I understand what chakras is. As a result of all this, I am studying. I want to be there with y'all, but I'll be there in spirit. But New York is my hometown, and I want to go because I'm going to ask my brothers and sisters to come to it if they can afford it. But I'm going to ask them to come because they need to hear this. And I'm telling you, Sharice, here in Indianapolis, Indiana, this is a high, strong Masonic state. This city here, they got some stuff going on at their so-called law that you wouldn't believe, man. These guys, boy, they are good. They got judges that don't hardly ever come into their courtroom until their commissioners and everything else are exhausted. Then they come in, and then they play games at that. Mortgages, child support, all kind of debt. So what I'm saying is it is time. And, you know, they got a Christian saying, and my mother used to say, Jesus might not be there when you want him, but he's always on time. When I first heard you say the things that you said, you remind me of my mother. And I'm saying, this thing is getting ready to take off. This world is getting ready to be transformed. The truth is out. This is the age of Aquarius. Information is out here. All the BS is getting ready to get squashed. And I can understand what the prophecies say. And that day and time, once that is transformed, there will be no tears, there will be no crying, because everybody will be living at peace, and the lion and lamb will be able to lay down with one another without trying to devour the other. And I understand this, because once you speak the word of the Creator, it is never was. That's why, you know, John 1:1, I love that saying, but because I understand what the brother just said, the spiritual brother. It says Satan deceived the whole entire planet. That's where he deceived it at. It said John 1:1, in the beginning was. And then something happened. Something happened in the beginning because Satan took and said, I'm getting ready to deceive everybody. So now, if you don't know what that word was at the beginning, that was, I'm going to wash your behind white. I'm getting ready to make you ignorant of it, and I'm going to twist and turn you and have you doing all kind of things. So we have to go back to the beginning. And even when they talk about Jesus, the Jews went to Jesus talking about, I know Abraham be my father. Jesus said, I know who your father is. He was a liar and murderer in the beginning. There's no truth in him. So he set them all, right? So that's what I hear when I hear you speak. I hear Yusuf speak. I hear Savage speak. I hear the different brothers and sisters speak. We are living prophecy. We are on the plane of the prophets. And I'm loving this, man, and I really appreciate it. I just had to say that, and I want you, Oscar, if he can, the three verses that he said that we need to use for our defense, and when we study it, could he get that again if he's still online?
Yes. Priest, he wants to know the three verses that you offered, which are of your spiritual method.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you, brother.
Okay, the wind blowing on this brother. You know, I'm outside. The wind blowing on me.
That's okay.
The first one you apply is Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. That's the first one you need to apply, because when you're looking at your documents, people don't even meditate on their documents. You know, they don't even study the night and darkness of their documents, because there is night and darkness on your documents, whether you know it or not. Second verse is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. You need to study your documents, and then you need to divide the word of truth. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, be a workman, not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So you got to divide the truth out of those documents. And then the last one is Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, like Brother Sharif said, blessed. You blessed when you read. So he didn't say that blessed are those who read it. So you get blessed when you read, because that's why Sharif is here to restore you back to your state, because he's teaching you how to read your documents. So you'll be blessed not to get caught up in this catastrophe that we was. Now, the secret is that when you said how we got tricked and you don't know how, it's in Brother Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, when the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field. So when you study the word serpent, subtile, and the word field, people think it was when they look at the word field, they think about the field as a corn field or a rice field. No, man, they're talking about the workplace, bro. Ain't got nothing to do with the field that these people have been taught literally the Bible. Man, that book is heavier than they can imagine. And so when you combine the word serpent, when you combine the word serpent together, the word serpent, it gives with the S-E-R. It means seer, soothsayer, or the S-E-R means serum. So he took a serum, which was a drug, and he indoctrinated this drug inside of your mind. What kind of drug was it?
Right.
He used words to drug Eve and Adam. He didn't use any physical drugs. He used words of science, to drug their bloodstream. And when he went inside that bloodstream with those words, it activated and caused a frequency, a vibration inside of their mind, inside of that pineal gland, and that's how he was able to pin them, because it's called serpent. The word pin means to pin you or to bind you. So he bound them.
So when you look at the word serpent, it goes deep, and he was more subtile. So the S-U-B means sub, means to put you deep into something. You so deep into debt, you don't even know you into debt. And you became Tau. And I can go on and on. Like I said, when we get to the boot camp class, brother, I'm gonna show people what time it is about what they think they know. And they're going to need to have their spiritual mind together when they're dealing with anything from here on out. I don't care what type of relationship you're in.
Right.
Back to you, Keith.
Now, before you cut out, man, please espouse on this word. I've been studying this word, black. I've been studying it because everything that preceded in black that gave us identity, whether it had to do with slave commerce or whatever, spiritual religion,
yes.
We're not gonna go into
the word black. We're gonna stay on this economic uplifting because you know that doesn't apply to even half of our callers. But you know, tomorrow we can go into those things, or Friday we can go into those things. But you know, I wanted to kind of piggyback on a couple of things you said. One, yes, Indiana is sweet. But let me tell you what you said relates to what we did last week. On the Friday show, all right, Free Your Mind Friday, I went into Joe Brown. And I run into Joe Brown's situation for many reasons. One, to let you know that this society, these legal venues have gotten so comfortable that the judges are on the golf course. And they're just putting, you know, recent graduates, their friends, their buddies up there, and they're throwing on the uniform, they're throwing on the costume, and they're playing. Why? Because y'all are asleep. The people are asleep, uneducated. And listen, it's too easy. There's nothing for the judge to think about. Most of these judges are fair. They don't like to see people oppressed. They get paid whether you win or lose. Do you understand? They're letting you win on the consumer protection laws if you learn it. You are not going to win if you think you're in foreclosure and you're not. Okay?
Right.
You will win on the consumer protection laws. And listen, they want to even up the tables. You understand? They don't want you to come in here. If you know something, they're going to reward you for your knowledge and your studying, and they're going to give you relief. You have to believe that, okay? You have to know that, and you have to study and show yourself proficient and well-approved. And when you have that information, then they're going to get those judges out the house and off the golf course, do you understand, and off their boats because they're going to be like, oh, I can't listen. These people coming with the real. Are they going to do like you did with Joe Brown? And Joe Brown was like, what the world is going on in this kangaroo court? What are y'all doing? Well, what they're doing is the rookies are in there playing because the judges have nothing to do because nobody is bringing the proper law. Nobody's bringing the proper information in there. So why do you need the top dog in there when, you know, there's just puppies playing around in there.
There you
go. When we get to Indiana, they gonna put their suits back on. The big shoes are coming back in there. You understand? Because you're gonna have the knowledge and you're gonna have the wisdom. And you know what? I don't know what it feels like to be a judge in that jury, okay, in that venue rather. But I tell you what, I like to see a good fight. Do you understand? I don't want to see a beat down all day long, all right? So we're going to prepare y'all to go against that society. So it's going to be a good fight. And that judge is going to be like, wow, this was a good day today. The people are starting to wake up. The people are starting to beat some tail. The people are starting to make these corporations cautious. Do you understand? That's what this restoration camp is going to do, not only in California, but in New York, in Indiana, in Florida, in Ohio.
Right.
You understand? That's what it's going to do. And it's not, you're not going to hurt anybody. You're not harming anybody. This is not a revolt.
Right.
This is not a collapse of the Constitution. I mean, we're not doing all that. We're not anti anything. We're just, look, you violated, I need my money. And that's it. And now we're going to change the dynamics of this industry.
I appreciate that. All right.
Appreciate you. Love you, brother. Appreciate you supporting us.
Love you, too.
All right, brother. All right. All right, let's go to 111111, HOR Ministry. Do you have a question?
I guess that's me, right?
You know what? I'm going to lead. I'm going to say yes, it is you.
Okay, is this Yusuf?
When did you come in the show?
No, I came on about an hour ago, been waiting. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, no. Yusuf is on, I believe, tomorrow. But no, this is Brother Sharif, House of Restoration
okay.
Ministry.
Well, I got some comments about several things that people have said already that are clearly erroneous in California about this, that California being a non-judicial state. Well, that's totally erroneous. Because if we look under CCP 726, it said that there can only be one form of action for the recovery of any debt or enforcement of any rights secured by a mortgage upon real estate or real property, which shall be in accordance with 726 CCP. So basically what they're doing is they're misapplying the UD statutes upon people
Absolutely.
In California. And so basically everybody that thinks that this is a non-judicial state is clearly erroneous. And if we look at strictly the UD statutes over there, people are misconceived because the UD process is for a landlord-tenant relationship, and they have
That's
to
right.
show that they – with their complaint, it has to be verified, number one. They have to show – attached to the complaint, a rental or lease agreement, or if there's
That's
none
right.
of those, they have to plead that it's oral and that the plaintiff must have lived. The plaintiff or his ancestor has to have possessed the property for a period of 5 years prior to instigating suit, and then there's another eight elements that go along with that. So just wanted to mention that.
You know what? You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right, and I was completely aware of it. But you know what? That state is utilizing non-judicial functions for just about all of them. And that statute's been there. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
What it is that the judges are allowing the misapplication of the
That's
UD
right.
statute in place of 726. And
That's right.
They're actually conspiring against you. And it's like for the other brothers on there saying that the judges are fair and everything else. That's a bunch of crap because I was fighting.
Let me say this. They're fair when you're applying the proper law. If you subscribe to the mindset that you are in foreclosure and you are in a non-judicial state, then, brother, it doesn't matter what law it is. They believe that, and they're going to start playing the mortgage game. And if you play the mortgagee, mortgagor, lender, debtor relationship, then you're not going to be treated fairly. Why? Because you don't know what you're talking about. Okay,
well,
you're not
well,
educated.
The whole thing is that there's so many aspects to going to court and learning the procedures and learning not to verify any information that the other side comes in and not to make any in-court confessions or in writing and let the burden be totally on them, but identify that they are proceeding wrongfully because, number one, in California, the unlawful detainer statutes are for limited civil, and that's limited to $25,000. If we look under
right.
1166, it says that the amount of the lien to be less than $25,000. Well, hey, that might have been great for 1960 when the properties were worth up to $15,000, but that doesn't
right.
work anymore because most properties are like $500,000 or more.
At least.
Let
me ask you a question in light of that. Why do you think it is happening on such a mass scale? Because the people are not applying it. They're not educated. So if you get 10,000, 12,000 people saying, hey, CCP 726, 1166, what are you doing? Okay, but if you hire a legal society, are they going to do that? No, they're going to play into the creditor, mortgagee, mortgagor relationship. So what are the judges to do when you're misapplying the law and or you hire someone that is misapplying it or only one out of 10 people are coming in with that argument?
Well, you know, the whole thing is that not even the appeal court or the Supreme Court wants to hear it. Why is that? Because let me tell you. Okay, we all know what the Federal Reserve Bank is, right?
Of course.
Well, Congress created that Federal Reserve Bank, and each of the Congress members and the senators are stakeholders in the Federal Reserve Bank. So when they go and, you know, give you a so-called loan, basically they're not giving you a loan. They're actually baiting you to take a loan, but what they're doing is they're doing a currency exchange. And you're the one funding the goddamn note. And what it is they give you a predatory loan, supposedly. And then what they do is, and what a predatory loan is like, okay, you can afford $1,200 a month, let's say a mortgage. But they figure, well, look, we're going to give you a bigger house. We're not going to tell you that the appraiser is going to go with the highest price that an idiot across town bought for double what the thing is actually going for. And why is that? Because if they can jack up the price on that real estate and they can get the corroboration of the lender and the real
right.
estate broker involved, basically mm-hmm. what's happening here is it's an inflated price. And and they realize that if they give you this loan for $2,500 a month, they figure in 3 years, you're not going to be able to handle it when that interest rate goes from 6 to 12.
Right. I agree with you.
And then within about 6 months after that, guess what's going to happen? They're going to be taking your house back
right.
after you put down, what, 20-30% down and then paid for a couple of years on it? What? Are
right.
you insane?
Right. Well, I appreciate your information. It's a little bit complicated, but, you know, I can understand the foundational issues you're bringing up there. I don't agree with all of it, but, you know, I believe that, you know, that's an argument that not everyone can make. But I appreciate you calling in. I got a few minutes left. Keep listening and supporting us. You know, Priest, I'm going to wrap up here because – you know, the caller has some interesting points. Some of them I can understand. I do believe it was predatory. I do believe in the manipulation of, we know the LIBOR code. We know the interest rate. We know predatory lending. We know the appraisal fraud. But see, all of that information, when you listen to the gentleman that called, it's so complicated. I don't care at this point because I know what kind of contract I'm in and the contract I am not in. That's the purpose of this restoration camp. I know that I don't care what laws you apply. You're going to apply the appropriate law because I'm going to accumulate so many damages under the consumer protection laws that you're not going to want to be a mortgagee anymore. You're not going to want to be a lender anymore. You're not going to want to be a creditor anymore. You're not going to want to be a servicer anymore. You're going to pick which stick you want to take upside your head. I mean, so you know, when I hear callers like that that go so deep, you know, it's convoluted. It gets confusing to the people when we start talking about that. And then especially when we get into the, you know, you really funded the loan. And, you know, I mean, that's not going to work. I mean, listen, we're going to be responsible. We benefited from some consumer transaction. And that's all I say. I don't say a loan. I don't say this. Look, it was a consumer transaction. And we benefited from it. Whatever it is, we benefited from it. And we have to be responsible and liable for what we did. But we just don't believe in letting anybody take our property, sue us, garnish our wages, and you're not the property or the source of the funds. As simple as that. I don't subscribe to the, you know, your signature created credit and all that. Yeah, well, you know, show me where that works, you know, and then come on the show and show me where it works. Don't tell me about it. So, you know, he said some good things, but then a lot of things that are regurgitated from the Patriot community and certain other belief systems. You know, I don't subscribe to any of that. You won't hear any of that come out my mouth. We're going to tell you what is and what is not. So give me your opinion on that and some of the things that the caller said, some of which is interesting and some of which is, you know, that. And I'm going to say this. When you know what you're doing, you apply the appropriate language and law, those judges are fair. Do you understand? But if you come in like some of the information this gentleman did, then you are going to believe, okay, and you are going to testify that nothing you say is going to work and everybody is corrupt. No, that's nonsense. Do you understand? When you talk like that, yeah, you're going to say everybody is corrupt because nobody is listening to you, because it's time for you to change your message and your delivery, and it's time for you to learn something that the judges will listen to. And if it's marinated in law and you can put your finger on it, that judge is going to listen. And he's going to be fair if you give him no other alternative. What say you, priest, about that?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Again, Brother Sharif, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Like I said before, when you did not reach your contracts, when you could, when you got the house, the student loan, the car, whatever you signed for, you should have read the entire contract. If you did not read the entire contract, then that is your fault according to Scripture. I'm going to show you in the Scripture that it was your fault when you signed that contract and did not read the clause in that contract, the terms and conditions. So, again, you have to throw down the rod to the ground, cast your rod to the ground, and correct your mistakes that you made in commerce and business for not paying attention and doing those basic Bible scriptures that I gave you. When you did not apply those, then you suffered from your own ignorance, your own mistakes. You was incompetent about what you did. So let's stop blaming everybody. Let's stop blaming the Federal Reserve System. Let's stop blaming this and that person. Stop doing what Adam and Eve did in the garden. That's why they was kicked out of the garden, because they didn't repent. They didn't ask for forgiveness. They didn't correct what they did wrong. They tried to hide what they did. They, when they hit that, they was kicked out of the garden. Adam and Eve blamed, oh, you gave me the woman. Oh, the serpent blamed me. Oh, the serpents tricked me. They all blamed each other instead of taking responsibility of not doing what they was told to do from the beginning. So let's correct that.
Beautiful.
Back over to you.
Beautiful. Beautifully said. And that's what you will not hear from my ministry. We don't play victim. And we don't play innocent, because we both, okay, we both had a hand in what's going on. Again, none of us, from the most educated to the least educated, we bought into the hype, not the contract. We bought into the colorful marketing, okay, keeping up with the Joneses, living beyond our means. This is what you're going to hear from our ministry, because that is the truth. Okay? Federal Reserve is not the problem. All right? Society is not the problem. Okay? The judges are not corrupt. The attorneys are not corrupt. They're doing what you allowed them to do. And if you're uneducated and if you depend on them without being educated, then you might get a legal taxi ride. And you know what? If you listen to this show, if you've done your own study and apply yourself and you go on a legal taxi ride, I'm going to say it. You deserve it. There are no excuses. There are no excuses. You're getting the education. You might not get all of it that you need, but I'm telling you right now, you're getting directional information and resource on where you can find that information and expound on it. And I've made it as plain as can be. It's not difficult. So don't come on here talking about the judges. Yeah, if you fighting and talking about the appellate court and the Supreme Court and, you know, the 19 judges have said this, and the 11th Circuit, and the mortgage, and the this, and the securitization, and, you know, the pooling service agreement. If you're talking all that stuff, you need to come to this restoration camp so you can learn how to talk, okay? Because y'all don't hear me talk about that. But y'all hear the testimonials. Y'all don't hear me talk about it, because that's creditor language. And most of the times, you're not dealing with the creditor. So, you know, you get people on that sound real intelligent, and, you know, they tell you that the sky is black and everything's gloomy out there. Don't study. Just walk out. Leave the keys on the counter. Let them sue you. Make a deal with the debt collectors. You know, put $100 down. Pay $50 a month for the next 30 years. See, that's what they're telling you. Again, people tell you, don't go to court. Don't do this. Don't do that. Most of you don't. You know, they're corrupt. They're crooked in there. That is a bunch of nonsense. They are not crooked. They will do what you allow them to do. Do you understand? And if you allow them to take advantage of you, then you're not educated. You're not applying the proper science. You're not doing the right thing, point blank. This is a restoring you restoration camp, not restoring anybody else, not restoring the judicial system, not restoring the judges and the attorneys, not restoring the mortgage servicers. We're not restoring them. They are doing what you allowed them to do because you are not informed and you are uneducated. Point blank, look in the mirror. This is a look in the mirror tour. No excuses. You didn't create any doggone thing. You didn't create any credit. You did business. You had intercourse. You did contract, period. You benefited. We don't teach irresponsibility here. All right? So let me go to the mothers. I got a few minutes left. Again, HORministry@yahoo.com to get your tickets, okay, to get information on how to purchase your tickets. All right? You need to hurry up. I'm being honest with you. There was some blocks of tickets already done before I even announced the event with some of the sponsors, with some of the people that were involved. So you need to come on and get your tickets. You got 3 weeks. That is more than enough time. We all know economically we don't have we don't have fluctuations in our economy if we're in so-called foreclosure. If we're being sued, okay, we don't have a first of the month type situation. You need to be there. You need to be there. Priest, you have any parting words?
Yes, I do. I'm glad you called me back in. because the scripture says that it's not going to matter to, you go back to Revelation and say, it's not going to matter if it's free or bondsman. You're going to have to know how to get yourself out of this matrix. Bottom line, the devil don't care. He hooked up the free man and the bondsman. Doesn't matter. So my words to you is to apply those scriptures. I got plenty more information to deliver to you that's going to help you along the path, not just in debt, but throughout your life so you can pass on to your children. So they'll become aware and conscious of their behavior and the decisions that they make in life. And I'll leave you all with a shalom, mean peace upon you and your family forever. And I will be looking forward to seeing everyone in San Diego, California. Shalom aleikum.
Shalom. Peace, priest. Appreciate you. Love you. Look forward to you. Alicia, I will be at the Restoration Boot Camp. I got a couple of minutes left right quick. Mother, did you want to say goodbye to the family, to the ministry, House of Restoration, the House of Restoration mother here? Give us
yes.
your parting words.
Yes, yes. Well, when the Post spoke about Yahshua and the 8th verse, 1 and 8, well, this is what 9 says. I have not commanded you. Have I not commanded you? This is what he's saying to see Sharif and all those who be of the House of Restoration. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor be discouraged. For Yah, your Yahweh, be with you all places you go. He's already there. He's already there. He's everywhere present, and he's all every place that you go. Every place that the House of Restoration go, Yah be with us.
Peace.
So we have
beautiful.
No fear. We have no fear.
Yes. No
yes,
fear.
Yes, we encourage. Yes. Yes. So there's
peace.
No fear here.
Love you, Mother.
It's only truth going forth, and we're receiving it. And shalom, shalom, shalom. See, Sharif, shalom.
Thank you, Mother. Shalom, Mother. Love you. All right, let me go to the Father right quick. And then we'll do some parting words. Father of House of Restoration, any parting words for the family, for the listeners, for the people, for the country?
One thing I want to ask you, Sharif. Why was it not a surprise to me when the mother said that restoration came to her before it came to you? Why did
Man,
that not surprise
Father, you? Let me tell you something. Mother is so, listen, That's why I'm bringing the mother out there. Mother is so prophetic that it scares me. It's scared. Y'all are gonna see. Come out to the restoration. She breathed that. Okay. Absolutely.
That's not the first thing that I've heard her say. I mean, I've listened to her since you've had her on. I mean, she's absolutely wonderful. She's just a complete blessing to everyone, not just you.
That's right. That's right. Unbelievable. We appreciate you. I'm sure the Father, we're going to make him out. Look, we gather in family, so y'all need to come and meet the ministry. We're going to bring the Father out, the Mother. Like I said, we're going to have a great time, fellowship. We're going to come together as family. We're going to get the knowledge. We're going to eat. We're going to break bread. We're going to blend and hold hands with our brothers and sisters and counterparts of different religions, different races. This is going to be a hybrid event. I'm telling you, a hybrid event that will reach across this country. We're starting a wave, okay? We're starting a movement. And it is not anti-anything. It is not a saturated or marinated in nonsense or opposition or bucking or no. We're playing the rules of the game. We're educating ourselves on the rules that exist as they are today. We don't have any theories. We're not making up anything. Nothing is custom made here other than the strategies and tactics and the way by which I deliver the information. That's the only thing that's custom. Everything else you can put your finger on or find in any law library, any book, or anywhere else. So that's why I appreciate the intent and will of this ministry. Love you, Pop. We'll see you there. All right. HORministry@yahoo.com, April 26th, April 27th, Saturday and Sunday, San Diego, California, Bayside Beach, Restoration Boot Camp, restoring you. We're restoring a nation of people, every nation. This debt thing has to stop. This oppression must and will stop. We love you. We'll see you next week, next Tuesday. God's will. Take care. God bless.